This message, Broken Systems, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Sunday evening, July 26, 1964, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Lumbigo, amatanka, amanza vuzayo. Gomfo wetu, William Marion Branham, wachunyayelwa, kusihlwa, gontulikazi 26. 1964, e Branham Tabernacle, e Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
All things are possible. Let us pray.
Askulegen.
Lord, now we believe. We believe on the Son of God. And through this we accept eternal life through Him.
Nkosi, kathesi siyakholwa. Siyakholwa kuNdodana kaNkulunkulu. Futhi ngalokho, siyamukela impilo elaphakade ngaye.
Now we have gathered again this afternoon or this evening for another service, trusting you for the message and for what you will tell us tonight.
Manje sesiputhene futhi limini kumbe lintambama okwenye inkonzo njalo sikuthemba wena ngombiko futhi ngalokho wena ozasitshela khona lobu busuku.
We believe thee, Lord, and we wait upon thee. You said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle.
Siyakukholwa wena, Nkosi, njalo silinde kuwe. Futhi wena wathi, laba balinda enkosini, baza vuselela amandla abo, baza kwenyuka ngempiko njengenqunqulo.
And we pray, God, that you'll give us that mounting up power tonight as we wait on thee.
Futhi siyakhuleka, Nkulunkulu, ukuthi uzasinika amandla okwenyuka phezulu lobu busuku lapho silinda kuwe.
We thank thee for these people and for what they mean to you and what they mean to me. I thank you for it, Father. They are your jewels.
Siyakubonga wena ngalaba bantu futhi ukuthi bathoni kuwe njalo bathoni lakimi. Ngiyakubonga wena ngakho, Baba, bangamagugu akho.
And I pray, God, that tonight that you will manifest yourself and the way to them that they have need of.
Futhi ngiyakhuleka, Nkulunkulu, ukuthi lobu busuku, ukuthi uzitshengise wena endleleni kibo, kulokhu abakudingayo.
If there is sick here, may they be healed. If there's a doubt in someone's mind, clear it up, Lord. And just give us of thy presence and thy blessings, because we need them, Lord. You are our all-sufficiency. And without you, we cannot do nothing.
Nxa ekhona ogulayo lapha, makaphiliswe. Nxa kulokuthandabuza engqondweni yomunye, kususe Nkosi. Futhi sinikeze okobukho bakho. Njalo lezibuso zakho ngoba siyazidinga Nkosi wena uyisaneliso sakho konke futhi singelawe asingeke senze lutho.
We pray that you will receive our thanksgiving for all that you have done. In the name of Jesus Christ we look forward to your blessings. Amen. You be seated and
siyakhuleka ukuthi uzakwamukela ukubonga kwethu ngalokho konke okwenzileyo ebizweni likaJesu Kristu sikhangelela izibusiso zakho. Amen. Lingahlala phansi futhi.
Well, it's just a bit cooler this Sunday night in here than it was last Sunday night. So we are very grateful to our brothers who work so faithfully and getting this in.
Yebo, kuyaqandelela lobo busuku besonto. Phakathi lapha ukudlula isonto edlulileyo ebusuku. Silokubonga okukhulu kubafo wethu abasebenze bethembekile ekungeniseni lokho.
I know two or three of them, Brother Mike Egan is to see back there, and Brother Mike and Brother Southman, Brother, I believe, Roy Roberson, and Brother Woods, and all of them, they were down here just sweating it out, trying to get it in so we could have this message now, or today. So we're grateful.
Ngiyazi ababili, kumba bathathu babo, umfowethu Mike Egan, njengokuba ngimbone muva le, njalo mina umfowethu Mike, umfowethu Southman, umfowethu ngiyakholwa Roy Robertson, njalo umfowethu Wood, futhi labo bonke bebelapha beginqa ngakho bezama ukungenisa ukuze sibe nombiko lo kathesi kumbe lamuhla. Ngakho siyabonga.
Now next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, I want to have a healing service, a prayers for the sick. And we'll designate it to a healing service, if the Lord willing.
Manje isonto ezayo kuseni, inkosi ivuma, ngifuna ukuba le nkonzo yokuphiliswa, imithandazo yabagulayo, futhi sizayibeka ukuthi ibe inkonzo yokusiliswa nxa inkosi ivuma.
I noticed this morning there's a bunch of handkerchiefs here. I prayed for them. And while you were praying and singing, I prayed for the handkerchiefs. And then there's more here tonight.
Nginanzelele likuseni. Kule nqumbi yamahenki lapha. Ngiwakhulekele. Futhi mina lapho likhuleka njalo lihlabelela. Ngiwakhulekele amahenki. Futhi njalo kulamanengi lapha lobu busuku.
So we believe that God heals the sick. So many great testimonies of healing among us and across the world, and we're grateful for this.
Ngakho siyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasilisa abagulayo, ubufakazi obukhulu obunenge bokusiliswa phakathi kwethu futhi emhlabeni jikelele, futhi siyabonga ngalokho.
And I thought next Sunday being I have to be away for a little bit, and we've been holding so much just to the teaching and of the message, I thought it would be a good thing if we had a healing service, prayed for the sick. And we trust that God will give us a great time.
Futhi bengicabanga isonto ezayo kuyikuba mina kumele ngingabi khona okwesikhatshana, futhi besiphatha okunenge ukufundisa nje njalo lombiko lo ebengicabanga ukuthi kuyinto enhle nxa singaba le nkonzo yokuseliswa. Sikhulekela abagulayo futhi siyathemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzasinikeza isikhathi esikhulu.
Now many of you have to drive many miles tonight. So I was talking to groups over at the Blue Boar cafeteria today where I was having dinner. Many fine people, I got to shake their hands and talk with them. People I never met before that comes here to the church.
Manje inenglenu kumele lichayele umango omude lobo busuku. Ngakho bengikhuluma lamaxuku ngale eBlue Boar cafeteria lamuhla lapho engangilokudla kwantambama abantu abanengi abalungileyo. Ngibaxawulile izandla futhi ngikhulume labo abantu engingazake ngihlangane labo ababuya lapha ebandleni.
And I'm grateful for such friends. I want to thank each and every one of you. Some of them have picked blackberries and brought us. And one brought us a bucket of syrup or molasses, I believe it was. And just saying, you don't know what that means. And of a morning, I come up and go out of the house sometime.
Futhi ngiyabonga abangani banje. Futhi mfuna ukubonga munye ngamunye wenu. Abanye benu badopa ama blackberry. Futhi basilethela njalo munye usiphathele ibhakede lesirapu kumbe amamolasi. Ngiyakholwa kwakuyiwo futhi njalo izinto alikwazi ukuthi lokho kuthoni. Futhi ekuseni ngiyabuya futhi ngiphume endlini kwesinye isikhathi kule.
The other morning there was some brother there that was real bad off, had no clothes and things for me, go give him some clothes.
Enye ikuseni, kwakulomunye umfowethu le, owayesesimeni esibi kakhulu, engelampahla njalo lezinto, efuna ngihambe ngimtholele impahla.
I started out, I almost stumbled over a bucket of blackberries sitting there.
Ngaqala ukuphuma, futhi ngaphosa ngakhubeka phezu kwebhakede lama blackberry lihleli lapho.
I said, you bring these blackberries? And he said, no, never had nothing to do with it. I've been here before daylight, and they were sitting here then. It was my good brother Ruddle had brought them to me. And so those things I certainly appreciate.
Ngathi, ubuyela ma blackberry lawo? Futhi yena wathi, hatch, angizange ngibe lokwenza lakho. Ngibe lapha ilanga lingakaphumi, futhi ebesehleli lapha khona-ke. Futhi kwakungumfo wethu Ruddle omuhle. Wangiphathela futhi ngakho lezo zinto ngiyazithakazelela ngempela.
Billy Paul just made mention to me a few moments ago that among this congregation tonight that took up an offering. That for me. I thank you for that. I didn't want you to do that. I just appreciate your efforts and so forth, but that wasn't necessary.
Billy Paul ungitshele manje imzuzwana edluleyo ukuthi phakathi kwaleli bandla lobu busuku bathatha umnikelo lokho bethatha mina ngiyalibonga ngalokho bengingafuni ukuthi likwenze lokho ngiyabonga imizamo yenu njalo lokunjalo kodwa kade kungadingakali lokho.
And but the Lord bless you. You know the Bible said, in so much as you have done unto the least of these, you have did it unto me.
Futhi kodwa inkosi ilibusise. Liyaz iBhayibheli lathi njengokuba likwenze kulaba abancane likwenze kimina.
Now I've been kind of speaking to you on the message very straight, and some people might be under the impression that I think that Jesus is going to come in the morning or tonight. I do.
Manje bengingathi ngikhuluma kini ngombiko ngokuqondileyo impela. Futhi ngi abanye abantu bengabe bekuthatha sengathi ukuthi ngicabanga ukuthi uJesu uzabuye ekuseni kumbe kulobo busuku ngicabanga kanjalo.
I don't say that he will, and again he may not come for next week, it might be next year, it might be 10 years, I don't know when he's coming, but there's one thing I want to always you bear in mind, you be ready every minute or hour.
Manje angitsho ukuthi uzakwenza yena futhi njalo engangabuyi ngeviki ezayo futhi kungaba ngumnyaka ozayo kungaba iminyaka elithumi angazi ukuthi ubuya nini kodwa kulento eyodwa engifuna izikhathi zonke lihlale liyaze engqondweni lilungiselele umzuzu wonke kumbe ihola bona.
That if he doesn't come today, he might be here tomorrow, so just keep that in your mind that he's coming.
Lokho nga engabuyi lamuhla engaba elapha kusasa ngakho gcinani lokho engqondweni zenu ukuthi uyabuya.
And I don't know what time is going to be my last hour on this earth, neither does any of us, and it's not of us know when he's coming. He doesn't even know himself by his own words. He said the Father only knows when he will come, not even the Son knows when he will come. It's when God sends him to us again.
Futhi angwazi ukuthi ngasikhathi bani okuzokuba lihola lami lokugcina kulomhlaba. Ngitsho lomunye wethu futhi akula lomunye wethu okwaziyo ukuthi uyabuya nini. Laye akakwazi ngitsho yena ngamazwi akhe ngokwakhe wathi ubaba kuphela uyakwazi lapho azabuya khona. Ngitsho le ndodana ayikwazi lapho azabuya khona. Kulapho uNkulunkulu nxa emthumile kithi futhi.
But we're looking for his coming. And if he doesn't come in my generation, he might come in the next. If he doesn't come in that one, he'll come in the next.
Kodwa sikhangelela ukubuya kwakhe futhi nxa engasoze abuye kusizukulwane sami engabuya kwesilandelayo nxa engasoze abuye kusona leso uzabuya kwesilandelayo.
But for myself, I can't see hardly any time left. To me it could happen at any minute. Now that doesn't mean now that you'll see the heavens change and ever. That's not the coming I'm speaking of. I'm talking of the rapture.
Kodwa ngokwami angiboni kulesikhathi esiseleyo. Mina nje kimi kungenzakala loba yisiphi isikhathi. Manje lokho akutsho kathesi ukuthi uzabona amazulu eguquka njalo onke akusikho kubuya ngikhuluma ngakho ngikhuluma ngokuhlwithwa.
See, he makes three comings. He come in three sons' names. He come in a trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. See, all of it the same Christ, the same God, all the time.
Bona. Uyenza ukubuya okuthathu. Ubuya ngamabizo amathathu endodana. Ubuya ngobuthathu. Uyise indodana umoya ngcwele. Bona. Konke lokho kunguKristu ofanayo. KunguNkulunkulu ofanayo. Isikhathi sonke.
Now we know he come to bring three works of grace, justification, sanctification, baptism, the Holy Ghost. Everything in God is completed in threes.
Manje, siyazi ukuthi ubuya ukuzoletha imisebenzi emithathu yomusa. Ukulungisiswa, ukuhlanjululwa, ubhaphathizo lomoya ngcwele, konke kuNkulunkulu, kupheleliswa ngobuthathu.
And so he come first to redeem his bride. He comes second as a rapture to take away his bride. He comes third with his bride, king and queen.
Futhi ngakho yena wabuya okokuqala ukuzohlenga umlobokazi wakhe. Uyabuya okwesibili njengokuhlwithwa ukuzothatha umlobokazi wakhe. Uyabuya okwesithathu elomlobokazi wakhe, inkosi lenkosikazi.
After that's when many people are expecting the coming, but when he comes this time, hardly none but those who are ready will know when he comes. There'll just be an absence of people. They won't know what happened to them. They'll just be caught away in a moment.
Emva yikho lapho abantu abanenga abalindele ukubuya. Kodwa nxa ebuya lesi sikhathi akula ngitsho kodwa labo abalungeleyo bazakwazi nxa ebuya kuza kuba lokuswelakala kwabantu abasoze babekwazi ukuthi kwenzakaleni kubo bazahlwithwa ngomzuzwana.
And that they just come up missing, changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. So just be ready for that. It'd be horrible some morning to miss a loved one. No one can find him. Wouldn't it be too bad to know it's done past and you missed it? So just keep before God.
Futhi bazatholakala beswelakele beguqulwe ngesikhatshana ekucwayizeni kwelihlo. Ngakho lungiselelani lokho kuzabe kukubi ngenye ikuseni ukuswela othandekayo akula ongabathola akusoze kube kubi ukwazi ukuthi sokwedlule njalo wakukhutha ngakho hlala uphambi kukaNkulunkulu.
Now next week, the Lord willing, next Monday, from this Monday if God willing, I'm taking the family back out to Arizona where they go to school, and I'm coming back.
Manje ivike elandelayo inkosi ivuma umvulo ozayo kusukela kuviki esukela kulomvulo nxa uNkulunkulu evuma ngiyathatha imuli iphindele Arizona lapho abaya khona esikolo ngakho ngiyaphenduka.
Now I don't go out there. I haven't any services to be out there in. I'm hardly ever in Arizona. I'm gone somewhere else.
Manje angiyiphandle le angilankonzo yokuya phandle le amvamanga ukuba seArizona ngihambile kwenye indawo.
I take the wife out there next Monday. I'm coming back here again. I leave from here to British Columbia. I come back to Colorado. I'll be in Arizona again sometime near Christmas, just for a few minutes, long enough for maybe 2 or 3 days, get the family together, be back here through Christmas holidays, the Lord willing, have a service through New Year's week here.
Ngiyathatha umngami phandle le umvulo zayo ngiyaphenduka lapha njalo ngizasuka ngisiya eBritish Columbia ngiphenduke eColorado ngizabe ngise Arizona njalo ngesikhathi sokusondela iKhisimusi imzuzu embalwa nje okwesikhathi eseneleyo mhlawumbe amalanga amabili kumba amathathu ngibuthanise imuli ndawonye ngiphenduke lapha ngikhefu leKhisimusi inkosi nxa ivuma ngibe lenkonzo ngeviki yomnyaka omutsha lapha.
So then, I'm here, practically, I'm here 10 times more than out there because we don't have any church or any services out there. Nothing we have out there. So, in a way of church service.
Ngakho ke ngilapha. Ukuba lapha ikakhulu ngilapha okwesikhathi esiphindwe okulithumi okwedlula phandle le ngoba asila bandla kumbe inkonzo phandle le. Akulalutho esilalo phandle le. Ngakho ngendlela yenkonzo.
That's one bad thing about it. I have no place to send the children that will hear these messages like your children get to hear it here. And so that's one defect we have.
Lokho yinto nye embi ngakho. Angilandawo yokuthumela abantwana abaza kuzwa lumbiko njengabantwana benu bewuzwa lapha. Futhi ngakho yibo ububi esilabo.
But they're all healthier. It's a dry, hot, dry climate, but all the children seem to be healthier. I'm not there long enough to know where it's healthy or not healthy. I'm on the move and I guess I was just born a rammer.
Kodwa bonke baphilile, komile kuyachisa, umkhathi omileyo, kodwa abantwana bonke bakhanya bephilile ngcono. Angikho khona lokwesikhathi eside okweneleyo ukwazi ukuba kulempila kahle kumbe akulampila kahle. Ngihlezi ngihamba futhi ngiyacabangela ukuthi ngazalwa ngisihambi.
My wife calls me. I know she's here, so I'll get this after church. You all know. What is that called? Shifting winds or restless winds or whatever. You know, shifting sands or I'm always on the move, in other words.
Umgami umbiza. Ngiyazi ukhona la. Ngakho ngizakuthola lokho emva kwenkonzo. Lonke liyazi. Kubizwa ngokuthini lokho? Imimoya eguqukayo kumbe imimoya engathuliyo kumbe loba yini uyazi chebe-chebe eliphetshulwayo kumbe ngihlezi ngingohambayo ngezinye indlela.
And I've been married now 22 years and sometimes I think I'm a stranger around the house because I have to be going.
Futhi ngichathile manje iminyaka engamachumi amabili. Lambili futhi mina ngezinye izikhathi ngicabanga ukuthi ngingumfokazi endlini ngoba kumele ngibe ngihamba.
But I'm looking for the time that when we'll be settled down in the homeland someday. But now the battle's on, so let's be in prayer.
Kodwa ngikhangelela isikhathi lapho esizahlaliseka ekhaya ngolunye usuku. Kodwa kathesi impi sasekhona ngakho asibeni emkhulekweni.
Don't forget. Next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, bring in your sick and the afflicted. Come early. Get your place and probably there's a group to be prayed for. We'll have to give out prayer cards.
Linga kohla, isonto ezayo ekuseni, inkosi nxa ivuma, lileta abagulayo, labahluphekayo benu, liphangise ukubuya, uthole indawo yakho, futhi mhlawumbe kulexuku elimele likhulekelwe. Sizanikeza amakhadi omkhuleko.
If there isn't enough, we won't give out prayer cards, just not to form a little line like 2 or 3 dozen or something.
Nga engeneli asoze sinikeza amakhadi omkhuleko ayeneleyo nje okwenza umzila nje ngamadazeni amabili kumbe amathathu kumbe okunye.
But we'll probably give out prayer cards, so we'll probably do it about an hour before the regular service, which I think takes up, it'd be 8 or 8:30, they'll give out the prayer cards, open the church, give the prayer cards next Sunday morning.
Kodwa mhlawumbe siza nikeza amakhadi omkhuleko. Ngakho mhlawumbe siza kwenza ngehola ngaphambilini kwenkonzo ejwayelekileyo. Engicabanga ukuthi kuthatha kuzabe kuyisifica munwe mbili. Isifica munwe mbili kumbe isifica munwe mbili. Lengxenye baza nikeza amakhadi omkhuleko. Bevule ibandla, benikeza amakhadi omkhuleko isonto ezayo ekuseni.
And then be sure to be here for your, bring your loved ones, put them in there, be nice and cool in the church if they're sick, and we'll do everything we can to pray for them. Thank you again for the love offering.
Futhi ngakho, liqiniseke ukuba lapha, lilande, lilethe abathandekayo benu, libabeke phakathi lapha, kuzabe kukuhle njalo, kuqandelele ebandleni, nxa begula, futhi siza kwenza konke ukubakhulekela. Ngiyabonga. Njalo ngomnikelo wothando.
Now we're going to read some of God's word tonight and be ready for this event of his presence again to bring us his word.
Futhi kathesi sizafunda ilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Lobo busuku futhi njalo lungiselelani isenzakalo sobukho bakhe njalo ukusilethela ilizwi lakhe.
Now we know we can read a text, but God has to reveal the context. We can take a text, but God has to reveal the context.
Manje singafunda okulotshiweyo, kodwa uNkulunkulu kumele ambule umongo. Bona singathatha okulotshiweyo, kodwa uNkulunkulu kumele ambule umongo.
While you're turning now in the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter, I want to say that I'm glad to have with us Brother Lee Vale, a precious brother in the Lord.
Futhi lapho lisavula encwadini kaJeremiah isahluko 2. Ngifuna ukuthi ngithi ngiyathokoza ukuba kanye lathi umfowethu Lee Vale, umzalwane oligugu enkosini.
And I think your brother here, I can't think of his name, Brother Willard Grace, and I've seen the brothers from Arkansas, Brother John and them from around Poplar Bluff, and Brother Blair.
Futhi ngicabanga lapha umzalwane lapha, angikwanisi ukucabanga ibizo lakhe, umfowethu Willard Grace. Futhi ngibonile abazalwane abavela eArkansas, umfowethu John. Futhi labo abavela endaweni ze Poplar Bluff. Futhi umfowethu Blair.
And oh, Brother Jackson, Brother Ruddle, and so many that I just can't, I wish I could call everybody's name, but I just can't do it. And you understand, Brother Ben Bryan, I see him sitting here. He's usually my amen corner. Well, everybody knows Ben by his voice.
Futhi, umfowethu Jackson, futhi lomfowethu Ruddle, futhi labaneng, labo engingeke nje. Ngifisa ngingabiza ibizo la wonke umuntu, kodwa ngenelisi nje ukukwenza futhi liyazwisisa. Mfowethu Ben Bryant, ngiyabona ehleli lapha, ujwayele ukuba lijiko lami lama amen lapho. Wonke umuntu uyazi uBen ngephimbo lakhe. Aha.
We sitting in California one time, I was preaching a message for the Baptist people up in the valley. We had a big tent there and a lot of stuff. Kind of aristocratical Baptist. I could never hear a amen from anywhere, you know. Afraid some of the women break the paint on their face.
Tina, sihlezi eCalifornia ngesinye isikhathi. Ngangichumayela umbiko ebantwini beBaptist phezulu esigodini. Babe litende likhulu lapho. Futhi lenenge kungathi ngamaBaptist ayizicukuthwane. Ngangingezwa u-amen loba ngapi. Uyazi ngisesaba ukuthi abanye umama baza subula impende ebusweni babo.
And then, first thing you know, I seen a pair of feet about like that go up in the air, and two big hands and a black hair shaking their horn, hey, man, screaming like that. I looked down and I said, Ben, where did you come from? It's really getting the amen. I see his wife looking him over a little bit.
Futhi njalo into yakuqala, uyazi ngabona inyawo ezimbili. Njengalokho zisiya phezulu emoyeni, futhi lezandla ezinkulu ezimbili, futhi inwele ezimnyama zinyakazela lapho eklabalala kanjalo, amen, ememezela kanjalo. Futhi ngakhangela khona ngathi, Ben uvela ngapi? Wayethola ngempela amen. Ngiyabona umkakhe emkhangelisisa kancane.
Oh, he's losing a little that black hair, but that's all right. Don't get worried about that. I did mine a long time ago. So now, don't forget to pray.
Oh, uselahlekelwe kancane yilezo nwele zimnyama. Kodwa lokho kulungile. Uyazi, ungakhathazeki ngakho. Ngenza njalo ezami isikhathi eside sedlulayo. Ngakho, kathesi lingakhohlwa ukukhuleka.
Now, while we get to the sincere side of the service, remember, if we read this word, then God will bless his word. It will not return to him void, but it will accomplish that which is purposed for.
Manje, lapho singena kucele elihloniphekayo lenkonzo. Kumbula, nxa singabala leli lizwi, ngakho uNkulunkulu uzabusisa ilizwi lakhe. Kalisoze liphindele kuye lize, kodwa lizafeza lokho elikujongileyo.
And I know in reading the word, I'll always be right. When I read the word, God will honor his word.
Futhi ngiyazi ekufundeni ilizwi ngizahlala ngiqondile. ngangifunda ilizwi uNkulunkulu uzalihlonipha ilizwi lakhe.
Now let us stand in respect to his word.
Manje asisukumeni ekuhlonipheni ilizwi lakhe.
Jeremiah, the second chapter, the 12th and 13th verses of Jeremiah 2.
Jeremiah isahluko 2. Guma verse 12 lo 13 ka Jeremiah 2.
Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord.
Mangalani, O mazulu ngalokho, lithuthumele ngokwesaba okukhulu. Licitheke kakhulu, icho inkosi.
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Let us bow our heads now.
Ngokuba abantu bami benzile izinto ezimbi ezimbili. Bangijile mina umthombo wamanzi aphilayo, futhi bazigebhela imthombo yamanzi evuzayo. Engagcini amanzi asikhothamiseni amakhanda ethu kathesi.
Dear God, thy word has been read, and we pray that you will honor that word and give to us tonight the parable or the parallel of it.
Nkulunkulu omuhle, ilizwi lakho selifundiwe, futhi siyakhuleka ukuthi uzahlonipha lelo lizwi lakho. Njalo usinike lobu busuku umfanekiso kumbe okuhambelana lakho.
As we look to a days gone by, Israel as examples, as the Bible teaches us, that we can see what you did to them when they obeyed the word, see what you did to them when they disobeyed the word, and learn what we must do.
Sikhangela amalanga adlulayo uIsrayeli njengemizekeliso. Njenge Bhayibheli lisifundisa ukuthi singabona owabenzela khona lapho behlonipha ilizwi, sibone owabenza khona lapho bengalihloniphi ilizwi, futhi sifunde esingakwenza.
So we pray that you will speak to us tonight in a very special way, that we might know how to conduct ourselves in this day that we learn this morning that we're living in. For we ask it in Jesus' name, amen. May be seated.
Ngakho siyakhuleka ukuthi uzakhuluma lathi lobo busuku ngendlela emangalisayo ukuze sibe kwazi ukuziphatha kulolu suku esifunde likuseni ukuthi siphila kulo, ngoba siyakucela lokho ebizweni lika Jesu. Amen. Singahlala phansi.
I want to speak tonight on the subject for just a short time on broken cisterns.
Ngifuna ukukhuluma lobu busuku ngesifundo okwesikhathi nje esifichane nga amatanka amanzi avuzayo.
Israel had done two great evils, God said. They had turned from him, the fountain of life, and hewed themselves cisterns to drink out of.
U-Israel wayenze into ezimbili ezimbi. UNkulunkulu wathi babesuke kuye umthombo wempilo, futhi bazenzela amatanka amanzi okunathela kuwo.
Now, that's something, the reason I thought of this text was because that it would run parallel to what I was saying this morning, of the hour that we're living and the cause that we are struggling for.
Manje lokho ngenye into isizathu engicabanga ngalesi sifundo bekungenxa yokuthi bekuzahambisana lalokho ebengikutsho likuseni okwehola esiphila kulo, futhi injongo leyo esikuhluphekelayo.
And we look at Israel as example, that what God was, he always has to remain the same. And there's only one thing that God ever did honor, that was his way that he provided for the people.
futhi sikhangela u-Israyeli njengomzekeliso ukuthi lokho uNkulunkulu ayeyikho uhlezi efanele ukuba ngokufanayo futhi kulento eyodwa uNkulunkulu ahlezi eyihlonipha. Lokho kwakuyi indlela yakhe yena ayenakekele abantu.
And when they got out of that way, then God was dishonored and God made the people suffer for getting away from what he had told them to do, no matter what it was.
Futhi lapho bephuma endleleni leyo, ngakho ke uNkulunkulu wayengasahlonipheki, futhi uNkulunkulu wenza abantu bahlupheka ngenxa yokuya kude lalokho ayebatshele khona ukuthi bakwenze. Kungelani ukuthi kwakuyini.
Even give them a law. Touch not, handle not, taste not. Just not because of the evil of doing it, but the evil of disobeying what he said do.
Wabanikeza lo mthetho, ungabambi, ungaphathi, unganambithi, kungesibubi nje bokwenza, kodwa ububi bokungalaleli lokhu ayethe kwenziwe.
And there's always cannot be a law without a punishment for law, because if there's no punishment, then law is not much to it, unless it has a penalty, the law.
Futhi izikhathi zonke, kuhlezi kungeke kwaba lo mthetho, ongelasi jeziso somthetho, ngoba nxa kungelasi jeziso, ngakho umthetho awusilutho kangako, ngaphandle kube lesigwebo omthetho.
Now, we find what they did in that day seems to parallel what we are doing today, what the church people are doing.
Manje siyafumana abakwenzayo ngalolo suku kukhanya kuhambisana lalokho esikwenzayo lamuhla, lokho kwenziwa ngabantu besonto.
Now we see a strange thing here. It might be strange to some people when he said they have hewn to themselves cisterns, broken cisterns.
Manje sibona into engajwayelekanga lapha. Kungabe kungajwayelekanga kwabanye abantu. Lapho yena esithi, lina, bona, bazakhela amatanka, amatanka avuzayo.
Now maybe some of you don't know what a cistern is. How many knows what a cistern is? Well, most all of you. If you was ever raised on a farm, you know what a cistern is. I remember I drank enough bugs from one to know what a cistern was.
Manje mhlawumba abanye benu alikwazi ukuthi itanka lamanzi kuyini. Bangaka bakwaziyo ukuthi itanka lamanzi kuyini. Awu inengileni. Nga kwa khuliswa eplazini, uyakwazi ukuthi itanka lamanzi kuyini. Ngiyakhumbula senganatha izinanakazane eziningi kwelinye ukwazi ukuthi itanka lamanzi kuyini.
Preached out in the country where you, in a brush harbor where you'd have a big pitcher full of cistern water sitting there out of the rain, you know, and it kind of got a little old, and then the bugs at night time would get into it, and so I know what cistern water is.
Ngachumayela le emaphandleni lapho engadini lapho owawusiba lembiza egcweleyo ngamanzi, itanka lamanzi ehleli lapho engawe zulu, uyazi futhi kwakungathi sokugugile kancane, futhi ke izinanakazana ebusuku zazingena kuso, futhi ngakho ngiyakwazi ukuthi amanzi etanka anjani.
A cistern is a place, a thing that's dug in the ground to take the place of a well. And where people doesn't have a well, then they get a cistern.
Itanka lamanzi yindawo into egejwe emhlabathini ukuthatha indawo yomgodi. Lapho abantu abangelamgodi ngakho bayathola itanka lamanzi.
In other words, a cistern is a man-made tank or a man-made well in the ground that man dig out to catch the water, to use it.
Ngamanye amazwi, itanka lamanzi litanka elenziwe ngumuntu. Kumbe umgodi wenziwe ngumuntu emhlabathini. Umuntu awugebhileyo ukukhongozela amanzi ukuwasebenzisa.
Some of them use it for wash water, and some use it for drinking water, and different way maybe all the water sometimes that we used to get was on a cistern.
Abanye babo bawusebenzisa ukuwatsha, njalo abanye amanzi okunatha, njalo le ndlela ehlukeneyo mhlawumbe amanzi wonke kwesinye isikhathi esijwayele ukuwathola ayesetankeni lamanzi.
Used to have an old thing I had to wind around, 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 around to get the water up. Had little buckets on it to pump the water out of the cistern.
Wagulento endala owawiyiwayinda ipoti, poti, poti, pota ukwenza amanzi abuye phezulu. Kula mabhakethi amancane kukho ukukotshoza amanzi aphume etankeni lamanzi.
Well, we noticed one thing about a cistern. It's different from a well. Now, a cistern will get empty. The cistern cannot fill itself. It's not reliable.
Awu siyananzelela intonye itanka lamanzi lehlukene lomgodi. Manje itanka lamanzi liyaphela. Itanka lamanzi lingeke lisigcwalise ngokwalo alithembekalanga.
You can't rely upon a cistern. It has to rely and depend upon the rains that fall in the summer or in the winter, whatever it is, usually in the winter time. When the snow and rain comes, then it runs the water off into the cistern.
Ungeke uthembe itanka. Kufanele lithembe futhi likhangele izulu elina ehlobo kumbe ebusuku loba kuyini okuza ngenjwayelo ngesikhathi sobusika lapho ungqoqwane lezulu okuza khona ngakho kuyagelezisa amanzi esiye tankeni.
And if it doesn't get that water, then you don't have any water. It's all dries up. And it can't refill itself. The old cistern cannot refill itself. It gets its filling from the rains that falls.
Futhi nxa lingatholi amanzi ngakho ke alila manzi konke kuyoma futhi alingeke lisigcwalise lodwa itanke elidala lingeke lisigcwalise lodwa lithola ukugcwaliswa ezulwini elinayo.
And I want you to notice another thing about a cistern. Usually you find, or the way it was at our place, a cistern, usually the barn's about twice the size of the house, and they usually run the water off the barn to the cistern.
Futhi ngifuna ukuthi linanzelele olunye olutho ngetanka. Ngenjwayelo, uyafumana kumbe ngendlela okwakuyikho khona endaweni yethu itanka. Ngenjwayelo, isibaya siyisilinganiso esiphindwe kabili esendlu. Futhi bayahambisa amanzi esuka esibayeni esiya etankeni.
I remember that old cistern well out there when the drain pipes rushing into off the barn.
Ngiyakhumbula lelo tanki elidala kahle phandle le lapho sasile lapho amaphayiphi okucitha egeleza kulo futhi esuka esibayeni.
It fills from the barn, so then the water is carried from the roof of the barn where all the animals stepping around through the stable yard and all the filth of the barnyard settles on top of the barn in dry times, and then the water comes and washes it all down off the roof into a trough that's man-made, then into a man-made spout, and then into a man-made cistern.
Kuyagcwaliswa kusukela esibayeni. Ngakho ke amanzi asuka ephahleni lwesibaya lapho zonke inyamazana zinyathela zihamba egumeni lesibaya futhi konke ukungcola kweguma lesibaya ngezikhathi komile futhi amanzi ayabuya ayigezise yehle ephahleni angene kugatha elenzwe ngumuntu ebese siya empompini eyenzwe ngumuntu ngakho sesiya etankeni lamanzi elenzwe ngumuntu.
If you haven't got a mess, I don't know what you got when you got a cistern. Yes, sir. It's all man-made and just as dirty as it can be.
Futhi nxa singela mvube mvube yengcekeza angazi ukuthi ulani nxa uletanka lamanzi. Yebo numzana, konke kwenziwe ngumuntu futhi kungcolile ngendlela okungangcola ngayo.
You know, we used to call We had a filter rag on one. Did you ever know what that was? Had to put a filter rag on it to catch all the bugs and things that come off the top of the barn and all around the place and pour it out from one place to the other into the cistern. And
uyazi sasivama ukubiza sasi lesihluzo sesaka kwelinye belikwazi ukuthi lokho kwakuyini kwakumele usifake isihluzo sesaka kulo ukubamba izinanakazana futhi lezo zinto ezibuya ngaphezulu kwe kwesibaya futhi lendawo yonke futhi kuthela kusuka kwenye indawo kusiya kwenye kusiya etankeni lamanzi futhi.
We used to put a filter rag on it to catch all the scum and stuff that we could. Of course, that wouldn't catch the real dirt. It just caught the big missiles that come down and fell into it.
Lalivame ukufaka isihluzo sesaka kulo ukubamba yonke ingcekeza futhi lokunye esingakubamba. Loba kunjalo, lokho kwakungeke kubambe ingcekeza ngokwayo, kwakubamba ingcekeza enkulu eyayisehla phansi futhi iwela phakathi.
The bug might fall in it, but the juice of the bug went on with the water. So you really had a mess when you had an old dirty cistern.
Isinanakazana singawela phakathi, kodwa umhluzo wesinanakazana wawuhamba lamanzi. Ngakho wawule mvube mvube encekeza nxa wawule tanka lamanzi elidala elingcolileyo.
In a few days you let that water stand there and it becomes stagnated. You let the water stand the cistern, it becomes stagnated. And it gets full of frogs and lizards and snakes, and we used to call it wiggle tails.
Ngensuku ezilutshwane, ungekela amanzi ame lapho, futhi angagelezi. Ungayekela amanzi ame tankeni lamanzi, abola. Futhi liyagcwala ngamaqoqo, lempankwa, lezinyoka, futhi sasivame ukubiza sithi oshobishobi.
Little bitty, I don't know where they're, not a parasite, they're, I don't know what you call them, but some little thing gets in the water that we called it wiggle tails.
Okuyizintwana okuncane, angazi mhlawumbe, akusigcikwane, kuyi angeke, angazi ukuthi lukubiza lisithini, kodwa izinto ezincane, ziyangena emanzini lokho, esukubiza oshobishobi.
You know what it is, how many knows what I'm talking about? Well, sure, all you country folks know. Gets it all full of stagnation. And then these lovers of stagnation comes with it.
Liyakwazi ukuthi yini? Bangaka bakwazi engikhuluma ngakho. Oh, ngani? Liqiniso lina lonke bantu. Bemaphandleni liyazi. Ihle igcwale ngokubola. Futhi lokho okuthanda ukubola kuza lakho.
It just actually comes because it's stagnated. And because it's stagnated, it draws the animal there that likes stagnated things.
Uyabuya impela ngoba kubolile. Futhi ngoba kubolile kuyahuka izinanakazana ezithanda into ezibolileyo.
That's a whole lot like our churches today. I think that we have left one of the great sins that the church has done today, just like Israel then. It left him the fountain of living water. And as you themselves out man-made cisterns.
Futhi lokho kufana kakhulu lamabandla ethu lamuhla ngicabanga ukuthi sichiye esinye sezono ezinkulu esenziwe libandla lamhlanje njengo Israel ngaleso sikhathi bamchiya umthombo wamanzi aphilayo futhi bazigebhela imthombo enziwe ngumuntu.
And it become a habitation of everything that loves that kind of water. Lizards, frogs, and all kinds of unclean germs live in it because it's a man-made tank. And in this tank, these things stay. A perfect example of our denominational today.
Futhi kuba indawo yokuhlala konke okuthanda amanzi njalo. Impankwa amaqoqo futhi lenhlobo yonke yamajemusa ngcolileyo iphila phakathi kwawo ngoba litanka lenzwe ngumuntu futhi phakathi kwaleli tanka into lezi ziyahlala umzekeliso opheleleyo wenhlanganiso zethu zalamhlanje.
Now you say, Brother Branham, why do you strike at those people so hard? It ought to be struck at. It's got to be struck at. Flee it, because it will finally form the mark of the beast.
Manje liyathi mfowethu Branham, kungani udinda abantu labo kanzima, kufanele kutshaywe, kumele kutshaywe, kubalekeleni, ngoba kuzagcina kudala uphawu lwesilo.
Remember, that is the truth. It will be the mark of the beast. Denomination will lead right to it. It's on its road right there now to force by power.
Kumbula lokho, liqiniso. Kuza kuba luphawu lwesilo, inhlanganiso ikhokhelela kukho, kusendleleni yakho kathesi manje, ukuncindezela ngamandla.
Look in the old Roman Empire, that's exactly what led them to that mark of an apostasy. You found out that no man could buy or sell without the mark of the beast. You had to have it.
Khangela embusweni wendulo weRoma, yikho ngempela okwabakhokhela kuphawu lokuhlubuka. Wathola ukuthi kakula muntu ongathengisa kumbe athenge engela uphawu lwesilo kwakufanele abelalo.
There's only two classes of people be on the earth, those with the seal of God and those with the mark of the beast. Only two classes. So you'll have to have one or the other. It'll be an apostasy, a mark of religion, apostate religion.
Kule nhlobo ezimbili zabantu kuphela esemhlabeni, labo abalophawu lukaNkulunkulu fudla labo abalophawu lwesilo. Inhlobo ezimbili kuphela, ngakho kuza kufanele ube lokunye kumbe okunye. Kuza kuba ikuhlubuka uphawu lwenkolo, inkolo yokuhlubuka.
And it's going to have an image unto the beast. And as we study, we find out that Rome was, is, and always will be the maw of the beast. Exactly, there's no way to get anything else. Rome.
Futhi kuza kuba lo mfanekiso wesilo. Lapho sifunda siyafumana ukuthi iRoma futhi izahlala iyi uphawu kumbe isilo ngempela. Akula enye indlela yokuthola okunye nje iRoma.
And what did Rome do was converted from pagan Rome onto papal Rome and organized the system, a universal system that forced everybody to that one religion or be put to death.
Futhi kuyini okwenziwa yiRoma? Yaguqulwa isuka kuRoma yesiyeden, isiya kuRoma phansi kukaPapa, futhi yahlela uhlelo lomhlaba wonke jikelele, elancindezela wonke umuntu kuleyo nkolo eyodwa kumbe ubulawe.
And it's a strange thing that this United States appears on the scene. And it's like a lamb, and a lamb has two small horns, civil and ecclesiastical rights.
Futhi kuyinto emangalisayo ukuthi United States iza ibonakale futhi injengewundlu, futhi iwundlu lilempondo ezincane ezimbili, amalungelo ezombangazwe lawezokuthandaza.
And after a while, when that was a lamb, we found out that it spoke then like a dragon. And exercise all the power the dragon had before it.
Futhi ngemva kwesikhatshana lapho liwundlu siyafumana ukuthi la khuluma emuva le njengomgobho futhi lasebenzisa wonke amandla umgobho ayelawo emuva.
And the Bible tells us that they said, let us make an image unto the beast. An image is something like something else.
Futhi iBhayibheli liyasitshela ukuthi bathi asenzeni umfanekiso ofana lesilo, umfanekiso yinto efana lenye into.
And we can see it right now that in its apostate condition the church is forming the world council of churches, which is the image to the power of Rome, and will force upon the people the same thing that pagan Rome did, or papal Rome did. So there's no other way. No other thing, but that is the truth.
Futhi siyakubona manje ukuthi umumo waso wokuhlubuka, ibandla liyabumba umkhandlu wamabandla omhlaba, okungumfanekiso wamandla eRoma, futhi izancindezela ebantwini into efanayo, lo kwayenzwa yiRoma yamaheden, kumbe okwayenzwa yiRoma ephansi kupapa, Ngakho akula enye indlela, akula enye into, kodwa lokho liqiniso.
That's why I'm striking it in my age, in my time. Because it's got to be struck at. The call coming to come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins.
Futhi yikho ngikuchaya kusizukulwane sami, esikhathini sami, ngoba kumele kuchaywe ubizo lwabuya ukuthi bhumani phakathi kwakhe bantu bami, ukuze lingabi ngabahlanganele bezono zakhe.
Now, I'm liking that to these dirty, filthy cisterns. He is the fountain of life. He is the living waters. And man leave that and dig for themselves cisterns, which can only catch the filth. That's the only thing it can catch.
Manje ngifanisa lokho. Kulawa angcolileyo, kulawa amatanki amanzi angcolileyo. Ungumthombo wokuphila. Ungamanzi aphilayo. Futhi umuntu uyachiya lokho. Wazigebhela amatanki amanzi. Abamba kuphela ingcekeza. Yiyo kuphela into okungayibamba.
And that's what denominationalism does. It catches everything that comes along. It wants to join. They're willing to take it in if it's got some money. Or can dress in a certain way. No matter who they are, where they come from, they take them anyhow.
Futhi yikho kwenziwa inhlanganiso. Kubamba konke okuzayo. Futhi kufuna ukuhlanganelana. Bayafuna ukuthatha nqa kule mali. Kumbe ungaqoka ngendlela ethile. Kungelani ukuthi bangobani. Lapho abavela khona. Bayabathatha noba kunjalo.
Now we find again that this mark of the beast that was formed here, America is number 13. It was born with 13 colonies. It had a flag, it had 13 stars, 13 stripes. And it even appears in Revelations, the 13th chapter.
Manje siyathola njalo ukuthi lolu phawu lwesilo lwabunjwa lapha. Imelika inombolo, ichumi lantathu. Yazalwa ila makoloni alichumi lantathu. Yayile fleke lenkanyezi ezilichumi lantathu. Imizila elichumi lantathu. Futhi ivela kusambulo isahluko 13.
And America has always been a woman represented on our coins. Even the Indian head on a penny is a woman's profile. We know that. Know the history of it.
Futhi melika ihlezi ingumfazi. Ufanekiswa emalini yethu yamasilifa. Ngitsho lenhloko yomIndia phezu kwepeni. Kungumfanekiso wombuso womfazi. Siyakwazi lokho. Siyazi le mbali yakho.
Everything, the Liberty Bell and everything, yeah, the Liberty, Statue of Liberty is everything a woman. A woman number 13. See? Now, it's beautiful to see those things.
Yonke into. Iliberty Bell futhi lakho konke inkululeko isithombe senkululeko si yonke into ngumfazi umfazi nombolo elichumi lantathu bona manje kuhle ukubona lezo zinto.
And now I have predicted by a revelation from God or a vision in 1933 that seven things would happen before the end time.
Futhi manje ngakhuluma ngaphambilini ngesambulo esivela kuNkulunkulu kumbe umbono ngo 1933 ukuthi izinto eziyisikhombisa ziza kwenzakala kungakafiki isikhathi sokuphetha.
And one of them that Mussolini, who was then becoming dictator, he would become dictator and also he'd make an invasion and go down to Ethiopia and would take Ethiopia. And the spirit had said he shall fall at his step.
Futhi lokho okunye kwakhona ukuthi uMussolini waye sesiba nguntando kayiphikiswa, wayeza kuba nguntando kayiphikiswa, futhi njalo wayeza hlasela futhi ahambe phansi eEthiopia, njalo athathe eEthiopia, futhi lo moya wathi uza kuwa enyaweni zakhe.
I wonder if these any old timers still left in a tabernacle. Remember me saying that in the Redmond's Hall down here when we preached many, many years ago.
Ngiyamangala, nxa kungaba lomunye wabakudala abasaseleyo kuthebhanekele kumbula ngisithi eRedman's Hall phansi la lapho sichumayela eminengi nengi iminyaka edlulayo.
Is there one in the building tonight that's left from down there from the old Redman's Hall when I preached that, when they had the NRA out way back in time of Roosevelt's first term?
Ukhona na oyedwa kusakhiwo lobo busuku oseleyo kusuka phansi le eRedman Hall lapho engachumayela lokho lapho bele NRA phandle muva ngesikhathi sika Roosevelt setemu yakhe yokuqala.
I guess there's not a one in here. Is there one? Yeah, one. There's one. Yes, Miss Wilson. I remember her. My wife sitting in the back. Two left out of the old generation of those in that day.
Ngiyathemba akula oyedwa phakathi la. Ukhona oyedwa? Yeye oyedwa. Kulo yedwa yebo, uNkosi Wilson. Ngiyamkhumbula umkami ohleze emuva, babili abasele kusukela kuzizukulwane sakudala.
That when they said this NRA was the mark of the beast, I said nothing to it, not at all. The mark of the beast don't come here, it comes out of Rome. And it can't be the mark of the beast.
Loko lapho besithi li NRA kwakulu Paul Wesilo ngathi akula okukhona kulokho. Ngitsho lakanye uPaul Wesilo alubuyi lapha luphuma eRoma futhi kungeke kube luPaul Wesilo.
And I remember that these things are said Adolf Hitler would come to a mysterious end. And he would declare war on the United States and they'd build a great concrete thing that they'd even live in it.
Futhi manje kumbula ukuthi izinto lezi zachiwo. Wathi uAdolf Hitler uzafika ekupheleni okungazwisekiyo. Futhi uzaqala impi le United States futhi baza kwakha enkulu into yesamende ababezahlala ngitsho la kuyo.
And right there the Americans would take a horrible beating at this, and it was a Siegfried line 11 years before it was ever started to be built, and then said but he would come to an end and the states would win the war.
Futhi lapho amamelika baza kuchaywa okubi kulokho. Futhi kwakungumzila eSiegfried iminyaka elichumlanye kungakaqali ukwakhiwa futhi kwathiwa kodwa wayezafika emaphethweni futhi iState yayizanqoba impi.
And then said that there's three isms: Nazism, fascism, and communism. And I said they'll all wind up in communism. Russia will take it all in communism.
Futhi ke kwathiwa lokho kulama izimu amathathu, isnazism, isifascism, isikhomanisi, futhi mina ngathi konke kuzaginywa isikhomanisi, iRussia iza kuthatha konke kusikhomanisi.
And I said then, science is going to be so great, man's going to get so smart till he'll invent so many things, until he's going to make an automobile that looks like an egg. It'll have like a glass top on it. And it'll be controlled by some other power than a steering wheel. And they've got the car.
Futhi ngathi, ngakho ke, iscience iza kuba nkulu. Umuntu uzakhalipha, kuze kuthi alungise izinto eziningi. Aze alungise le mota efana leqanda. Eza kuba lophahla engani lifastela phezu kwayo. Futhi izabe ichayelwa ngokunye okungayisiso isdrive. Futhi balayo imota.
And I said, then the morals of our women is going to fall in such a degraded thing to go be a disgrace to all nations.
Futhi ngathi, ngakho kuziphatha kwabafazi bethu, kuza kuwa, kuzinto ezonakeleyo, kuze kuthi baza kuba lihlazo kuzizwe zonke.
They're going to wear man's clothes. They're going to keep taking off their clothes till actually they come down like they got their underneath clothes on. That's all. And finally they'll come to wearing just a fig leaf.
Baza qoka impahla zamadoda. Baza qobeka behlubula impahla zabo. Beze befike njengokuba lempahla zabo zangaphakathi yikho kuphela. Futhi ekugcineni baza kufika ekugqokeni uhlamvu lomkhiwa.
And if you notice in last month's Life magazine, they had the woman with the fig leaves on. And that's the new evening frock. or gown what they wear every evening.
Futhi nxa unanzelela ku Life magazine enyanga edluleyo babelomfazi elamahlamvu omkhiwa futhi lokho yiso isidwaba kumbe ingubo abakugqoka ntambama.
Transparent can see through it. Only the fig leaves just hides a certain spot of her body. With strapless or unstrapped bathing suits, the top of it exposed body. And how those things has happened.
Gukanyise ungabona phakathi kwakho kuphela amahlamvu omkhiwa ayafihla indawo ezithize yomzimba wakhe lokungelantambo kumbe intambo impahla yokubhukutsha. Okungelantambo iphezulu yakhona iveza umzimba futhi kuba lezo zinto zenzakala njani.
Then I said I seen a woman standing in the United States like a great queen or something, and she was beautiful to look at but wicked in her heart, and she made the nation go at her step.
Ngakho ngathi ngabona umfazi e United States njengendlovukazi enkulu kumbokunye futhi wayemuhle ukukhangeleka kodwa emube enhlizweni yakhe futhi wayesenza isizwe sanyathela sahamba ngonyathelo lwakhe.
But I said finally he told me look back east again, and when I did I seen looked like as it was the world had exploded. As far as I could see was nothing but sticks and smoldering rocks have been blown up out of the earth.
Ngakho ngathi ekugcineni wangitshela ukukhangela emuva empumalanga njalo futhi sengikwenzile ngabona sengathi njengokuba umhlaba usudubukile futhi ngokubona kwami kwakungela lutho kodwa isigodwana futhi amadala ethunqa ayedubukile kulo umhlaba.
And these were to happen before the end of the world, and five of the seven has already happened in 33 years. There we are, back to the end time.
Futhi lokho kwakusenzakala umhlaba ungakapheli. Okuhlanu kwalokho okuyisikhombisa sekwenzakele eminyakeni engamachumi amathathu lantathu. Nanku lapha esikhona siphindela esikhathini sokuphetha.
And I spoke against that denominational system right then. And I still believe tonight that it's a cesspool. That it's a place where the filth run into it.
Futhi ngakhuluma ngimelana lohlelo lwenhlanganiso khonale futhi ngisakhola lobubusuku ukuthi lokho licibe lengcekeza ukuthi indawo lapho ingcekeza igijimela khona.
I can't believe that God would ever take such a thing in his church, because it's got to be born of the Spirit of God and it cleansed before it can be called his.
Amen.
The mystical body of Christ, we are baptized into it by the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Angikholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu engathatha into enjengaleyo ebandleni lakhe, ngoba kumele kuzalwe ngomoya kaNkulunkulu futhi kuhlanzwe phambi kokubizwa ngokuthi ngokwakhe umzimba kaKristu ofihlakeleyo sibhaphathizelwa kuwo ngokubhaphathizwa kukamoya ongcwele.
Yes, this cistern system is certainly a perfect example of denomination. A wise man ought to look and never to go into it, for God has proved through the ages that he's against it and never did work with it.
Yebo, lolu hlelo lwetanka yamanzi ingumzekeliso opheleleyo wenhlanganiso. Umuntu ohlakaniphileyo kumele akhangele futhi angangene kukho, ngoba uNkulunkulu ukutshengisile ngesizukulwane ukuthi uyaphikisana lakho futhi akazange wasebenza lakho.
Any group, any time a man raised up with a message like Luther, Wesley, or so forth, and Smith and Calvin and them, when they started the organization, God laid the thing on the shelf and never did visit it again in a revival.
Loba yiliphi iqembu, loba yisiphi isikhathi, umuntu ephakama lombiko njengo Luther, uWesley, kumbe kusiya phambili lo Smith lo Calvin, futhi labo lapho beqala inhlanganiso uNkulunkulu wayibeka le nto ethaleni futhi kazange akuvakatshele njalo ekuvuselelweni.
Look through history. There has never been a time that God ever took a denomination and made a revival out of it. Nowhere.
Khangela embalini akuzange kube lesikhathi lapho uNkulunkulu athatha khona inhlanganiso wayenza imvuselelo kuyo ayikho ndawo.
Then through history and by the Bible proves that it's a filthy thing in the sight of God. So I don't want nothing to do with it. And that's why I'm against and trying to get the people out of it.
Ngakho embalini futhi ngeBhayibheli kuyatshengisa ukuthi into engcolileyo emehleni kaNkulunkulu. Ngakho angifuni lutho lokwenza lakho futhi yikho ngiphikisana lakho. Ngiyazama ukuthatha abantu bephume kukho.
We are invited, like in Israel, so is it now, to look to Israel for examples. They, as long as they stayed with that fountain, they were all right. But when they got to hewing themselves cisterns, man-made systems, then God left them flat. He'll do us the same.
Simenyiwe njengako Israel. Ngako kunjalo kathesi. Ukukhangela u-Israel njengomzekeliso. Bona ingqe bahlala lalo mthombo babelungile kodwa bathe sebefika ekulungiseni amatanka amanzi inhlelo ezenziwe ngumuntu ngakho uNkulunkulu wabachiya khonapho uza kwenza okufanayo kithi.
They forsook him, the fountain of living water. That was a complaint that God had against them. To make something they could say, you see what we have done.
Sebemchile yena umthombo wamanzi aphilayo lokho kwakuyikukhonona uNkulunkulu ayelakho kubo ukwenza olunye ulutho ababengathi uyabo sesikwenzile.
Now in the time of the travel of Moses, when God by grace had given them a prophet, had given them a pillar of fire to go before them, had vindicated it by signs and wonders, grace had provided all these things, Israel still wanted Saul law. They refused grace to take law.
Manje lapho esikhathini soku sokuhamba kuka Mose lapho uNkulunkulu ngoMusa wabanikeza umprophet wabanikeza insiki yomlilo ukuthi ihambe phambi kwabo wakuqinisa ngezibonakaliso lezimanga uMusa wawunikeze zonke lezo zinto uIsrayeli lokho efuna wabona umthetho bayala uMusa ukuthatha umthetho.
That's exactly what the people does today. They refuse the word to take a denominational system because in that they can do what they want to and get by with it. But you can't do it in Christ. You've got to come clean and clear in order to be in Christ.
Yikho kwenziwe ngabantu lamhlanje bayala ilizwi ukuthatha uhlelo lwenhlanganiso ngoba kulokho bengayenza abakufunayo futhi kungabi lalutho olwenzakalayo kibo kodwa ngeke ukwenze kuKristu. Kumele ubuye uhlambulukile futhi ucacile ukuze ube kuKristu.
Leaving the artesian well for a man-made system or cistern. Could you imagine someone doing that? Could you imagine the mental conditions of a person that could drink at a fresh artesian well and would leave that for a man-made cistern with frogs and lizards and wiggle tails and everything else in it?
Ukuchiya umthombo otshazayo, usiya kuhlelo olwenzwe ngumuntu, kumbe itanka lamanzi. Ungacabanga omunye esenza lokho. Ungacabanga isimo sengqondo yomuntu onganathe emthonjeni untshazaya omuhle awuthiye esiya etankeni lamanzi elenziwe ngumuntu olamaxoxo lempankwa laboshobishobi futhi lakho konke phakathi.
It don't seem even sensibly to be right. But that's just exactly what the people has done. They've left the word, the true fountain of God's source and power, to drink out of cisterns and make themselves cisterns. Same as they did then, they have done it now.
Angukhanyi ngicho kuphelele kulungile kodwa yikho abantu asebekwenzile sebechiye ilizwi umthombo weqiniso wendlela lamandla kaNkuluNkulu ukuyanathe matanke namanzi futhi bazenzele amatanke amanzi ngokufanayo njengaba kwenza le sebekwenzile kathes.
He said they've left me here. He said here in Jeremiah 2 and 14 or 13 rather, he said, they have left me, the fountain of living water.
But What? Bang chile mina. Lap. What lap? Jeremiah 2:14. Kumba 13. Kula loko yena. What? Bang chile mina. Umtombo wa manzi. Apilai.
Now we see what a cistern is. We see what it catches. We see how it's made. It's a man-made thing. It comes off of a dirty roof.
Manje siyabona ukuthi itanka lamanzi kuyini. Siyabona ukuthi libambani. Siyabona ukuthi lenziwa njani. Into enziwa ngumuntu esuka ophahleni olingcolileyo.
The water that falls down hits on a dirty roof and it only washes the roof off, puts it down through a man-made trough, through a man-made spout into a man-made tank.
Amanzi ayehla phansi achaya uphahla olungcolileyo futhi kuyagezisa uphahla ageleze phansi esitsheni sokukhongozela esenziwe ngumuntu aphume ngephayipi elenziwe ngumuntu angene etankeni elenziwe ngumuntu.
And all the filth gathers in there, and the germs and the lizards and frogs and things of the land like that.
Futhi yonke ingcekeza iyabuthana lapho. Futhi amajemusi futhi lempankwa lamaqoqo lezinto zomhlabathi ngokunjalo.
And notice they are the unclean animal. Wiggle tail stagnated. A wiggle tail can't live in clear water. If it does, it kill him. He's got to be in the stagnation.
Futhi nanzelela zinyamazane ezingcolileyo oshobishobi amanzi amileyo. Oshobishobi ngeke bahlale emanzini acwebekileyo. Nxa ungakwenza kungawubulala. Kumele abe lapho okungageleziyo.
And that's the way it is with a lot of these parasites today. You can't live in the fresh water of the Holy Spirit. That's the reason they're so firmly against the Word. And say it contradicts itself, there's nothing to it. It's because they have to have some kind of a stagnated pool to wiggle in.
Futhi yikho okuyindlela ngamagcikwana amaningi lawo lamhlanje. Awakwanisi ukuphila emanzini ahlanzekileyo kamoya engcwele. Yiso isizathu bephikisana lelizwi kalukhuni. Futhi bathi liyaziphikisa lona. Akulalutho kukho. Kungenxa yokuthi kumele babe lolo hlobo lwesiziba esingageleziyo ukuba banyakaze phakathi kwaso kunjalo.
That's the same way it is with frogs and with lizards and with tadpoles and such as that. They've got to get around the swamp or the stagnated pool to live, for it's their nature to live there. And you can't change the animal till you change its nature.
Iyo indlela efanayo lamaqoqo lempankwa lamaqoqwana futhi lokunjalo kumele kungene eqaphozini kumbe sizibeni esingageleziyo ukuze kuphile ngoba imvelo yakho ukuphila lapho futhi ungeke uguqule inyamazana uze uguqule imvelo yayo.
And you cannot make a man see the word of God till his nature's been changed. And when his nature is changed from what he is to a son of God, and the Holy Spirit comes into him, the Holy Spirit wrote the word of God.
Futhi ungeke wenze umuntu abone ilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Imvelo yakhe ize iguquke, futhi lapho imvelo nxa siguquliwe kulokho ayikho khona abe yindodana kaNkulunkulu. Futhi umoya ongcwele ungene kuye, umoya ongcwele waloba ilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
Today I was talking with my good friend Dr. Lee Vale, who's present now. And he's quite a theologian. And so we usually have some pretty good discussions on the scripture. Very smart.
Lamuhla bengikhuluma lomngane wami omuhle uDokotela Lee Vale okhona kathesi futhi uyisazi semfundiso yenkolo. Futhi ngakho sivame ukuba lengxoxo enhle ngombhalo ukhaliphile kakhulu.
And he asked me one time what I thought about the initial evidence of the Holy Ghost. Was it speaking in tongues? It's been many years ago. I said, no. Can't see that.
Futhi wangibuza ngolunye usuku ukuthi ngicabangani mayelana ngesiboniso sokuqala sokuba lo moya ongcwele. Kwakuyi kukhuluma ngendimi na sekuyiminyaka eminenge edlulayo ngathi hatch angiboni lokho.
He said neither do I. Said though I've been taught that. He said what would you think would be evidence? I said the most perfect evidence I can think of is love. And so we got talking on that.
What ngicho lami? What loba ngafundiswa lokho? Yena what ucabanga ukuthi isiboniso kuyini? Ngathi isiboniso esipheleleyo engingasicabanga luthando futhi ngakho sasesixoxa ngalokho.
Then I thought that sounded pretty good, so just help that if a man's got love. But one day the Lord, in a vision, straightened me out.
Futhi ke ngacabanga ukuthi lokho kwakuzwakala kuhle. Ngakho ngakubamba lokho nxa umuntu elothando. Kodwa ngolunye usuku, inkosi ngombono, yangiqondisa.
And he said that the evidence of the Spirit was those who could receive the Word. Neither love nor speaking in tongues, but receiving the Word.
Futhi yena wathi lokho, isiboniso sokuthi ulomoya, yilabo abamukela ilizwi, hatshi uthando, kumbe ukukhuluma ngendimi, kodwa ikwamukela ilizwi.
And then Dr. Vail was saying to me that that is scriptural. He said because in John 14, Jesus said when he, the Holy Ghost, has come upon you, he will reveal these things to you that I've taught you and will show you things to come. So there is the genuine evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Futhi ke uDokotela Vail wayesithi kimi ukuthi kusembhalweni wathi ngoba kuJohane 14, uJesu wathi, nxa yena umoya ongcwele esebuyile phezu kwenu uzakwambula lezi zinto kini engilifundise zona futhi uzalitshengisa izinto ezizayo ngakho naso isiboniso seqiniso sikamoya ongcwele.
He's never told me anything wrong yet. That it is the evidence of the Holy Ghost is he who can believe the word. If you can receive it.
Akakaze angitshele into ephambukileyo kuze kube manje. Lokho kuyisiboniso sokuba lo moya ongcwele ngulo ongakholwa ilizwi ungawamukela khona.
Because Jesus never said when the Holy Ghost has come you'll speak with tongues. He never said the Holy Ghost come you do any of those things, but he said he will take these things of mine and show them to you.
Amen.
And will show you things that is to come.
Ngoba uJesu kazange athi lapho umoya ongcwele nxa esebuyile lizakhuluma ngendimi. Kazange athi umoya ongcwele sebuyile lizakwenza okunye kwalezo zinto kodwa yena wathi uzathatha lezi zinto zami futhi alitshengise zona futhi alitshengise izinto ezizakuza.
So there is a genuine evidence of the Holy Ghost according to Jesus himself.
Ngakho nanso isiboniso esiqotho sokuba lo moya ongcwele ngokutsho kukaJesu ngokwakhe.
So all these sensations and things that people have and still live on, you can see why they do it.
Ngakho yonke imizwa lezinto abantu abalazo futhi bephila kuzo uyabona kungani bekwenza.
See, it becomes a denomination or stagnated pool, and there'll never be a denomination made upon the perfect word of God. It can't do it because you can't nominate or denominate God. No, sir.
Bona. Kuba inhlanganiso kumbe isiziba esingageleziyo. Futhi akusoze kube le nhlanganiso ezakwenziwa phezu kwe ilizwi elipheleleyo likaNkulunkulu. Ngeke ukwenze ngoba ngeke uhlanganise kumbe wenze uNkulunkulu inhlanganiso hathi nomzana.
The reason is you get a bunch of men who can believe the word. Let them start an organization. The first thing you know, in a year's time, there's a bunch of Rickies in there that you couldn't do nothing with. They got a hole and you can't do nothing about it. It's not God's system. It isn't.
Isizathu kuyikho uyathola iqongo labantu abangakholwa ilizwi bayekele baqale inhlanganiso into yokuqala uyazi ngesikhathi umnyaka uphela sokulexuku labo Ricky lapho ngeke wenza lutho ngabo yibo ababusayo futhi ngeke wenze lutho ngakho akusihlelo likaNkulunkulu akusilo.
So we know that that thing's out and becomes a cistern and becomes a place where each one will compromise on this, that, or the other to get members in there or let people come in.
Ngakho thina siyakwazi ukuthi leyo nto iphandle kuba litanka futhi kuba indawo lapho munye ngamunye uyeketisa kulokhu lokhiya kumbe okunye ukuthola amalunga phakathi lapho kumbe ukuyekela abantu bangene.
We find out this system started one time back in the Israelite days when they were digging these cisterns, and there was a man and a bunch of Pharisees who had dug some cisterns, and they had a man named Herod, and he was a proclamator, governor of the state.
Sithola ukuthi lolu hlelo lwaqala ngesinye isikhathi emuva ngensuku zama-Israyeli lapho belungisa lawo matanka. Futhi kwakulendoda futhi lexuku lamafarisi ababelungise amatanka, futhi babelendoda ebizwa ngokuthi uHerod, futhi wayengusigobamthetho umbusi wezwe.
And he come down to hear a man that didn't fool with their denominations. He was a prophet. And no prophet ever had anything to do with the denomination but hated it.
Futhi weza ukuzokuzwa indoda eyayingadlali ngenhlanganiso zabo. Wayengumprofeti, futhi akula mprofeti owaba lokwenza lenhlanganiso kodwa wayizonda.
This prophet began to say, don't you begin to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, because I tell you that God's able these stones to rise children of Abraham.
Lo mprofeti waqala ukuthi, ningaqala ukuthi phakathi kwenu, silo Abraham, ongubaba wethu, ngoba ngiyalitshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu yenelisa ngalamatshe ukuvusela abantwana uAbraham.
And they brought out a dignitary to hear him. And this dignitary had took his brother's wife away from him and married her.
Futhi baletha ohloniphekayo ukuzomuzwa. Futhi lo ohloniphekayo wayethathele umfowabo umkakhe futhi wathatha laye.
What did that man walk out to his face and say? They thought he would compromise and say, now, sir, you have your nice seat over here. And you are, I'm so glad you're here to hear me today.
Futhi kuyini lo ndoda ahamba wakutsho ebusweni bakhe. Babecabanga ukuthi uzayekethisa. Futhi athi kathesi ngumzana wena ulesihlalo esihle lapha, futhi kufanele ngiyathokoza ukuthi ulapha uzongilalela lamhlanje.
John spoke right up in his face and said, it's not lawful for you to have her. Amen. The very first thing he said, he bawled him out for his sin.
UJohane wahamba nje ebusweni bakhe futhi wathi akukho emthethweni ukuthi wena umthathe. Into yakuqala ayichoyo wamkhalimela ngezono zakhe.
See, denominations make stagnant pools where man can live with women and women can carry on and cut their hair and wear shorts and anything else and call themselves Christians. But a genuine fountain, hallelujah, of the power of God, it can't stay there because it pushes it out.
Bona, inhlanganiso zenza iziziba ezingageleziyo lapho indoda ingahlala labafazi, futhi labafazi baqhubeke besenza abakufunayo, futhi bagele inwele zabo, futhi bagqoka okabhudula, futhi lakho konke, futhi bazibize ngokuthi ngamaKristu. Kodwa umthombo weqiniso, haleluya, wamandla kaNkulunkulu kungeke kuhlale lapho ngoba kuyakhuphela phandle.
I am the fountain of living waters. They left me to dig themselves some cisterns.
Ngingumthombo wamanzi aphilayo. Bangijile mina ukuyazigebhela amatanka.
Now, a fountain of living water. We find out what is a fountain of living water. We find out what the cistern is. Now, what is a fountain of living water? It's an artesian well.
Manje umthombo wamanzi aphilayo. Sithola kuyini umthombo wamanzi aphilayo? Sithola ukuthi itanka liyini? Manje uyini umthombo wamanzi aphilayo? Kungumthombo ontshazayo.
An artesian well, what's that, Brother Brad? It's a well that always comes from beneath and pushes its water out. It's flowing all the time. It is self-supporting, always fresh and clean. An artesian well, a fountain of living water.
Umthombo ontshazayo kuyini lokho? Mfowethu Branham, kungumthombo ohlala uphuma kusuka phansi futhi untshazela amanzi phandle, uyageleza isikhathi sonke, uyazisekela, uhlezi umuhle futhi uhlanzekile. Umthombo ontshazayo, umthombo wamanzi aphilayo.
It's not dead and stagnated, it's living. It's constantly changing. bringing up something new all the time. Moving on. Coming from its resources.
Gawufanga futhi gawumanga ndawonye uyaphila uhlezi uguquka uleta okunye okutsha isikhathi sonke uqhubekela phambili usuka emthanjeni yawo.
It draws its resources from its bed, which is still a fountain of living water spraying up. Self-cleansing is clean, pure, clean water. It's self-supporting. You don't have to wait for the rains to fill its tank up.
Udonsa okukuphayo kusukela phansi okulokho kungumthombo wamanzi aphilayo untshazela phezulu uyazihlanza uhlanzekile ucwebekile amanzi angela ngcekeza uyaziphumisela amanzi awulindele izulu ukugcwalisa itanka lawo.
It's always a bubbling up. Amen. Gives us water free. You don't have to pump it, wind it, twist it, or join it. It's just a fountain of living waters.
Uhlezi uqaphazela upha amanzi ngesihle awudingi ukuwapompa ukuwabhodisa ukuwathandela kumbe ukuwaxuma kungumthombo wamanzi aphilayo.
You know, you take these old cisterns, you have to crank it and crank it and crank it and pump them and everything to get a little less stagnated water out.
Uyazi ungathatha amatanka la amadala kumele ulipompe futhi ulipompe futhi ulipompe futhi ukotshoze futhi konke ukususa okuncane kwamanzi amileyo.
But a fountain of living water gives it out free without pumping, joining anything else. Oh, I'm glad for that fountain.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Kodwa umthombo wamanzi aphilayo uyakunikeza khona ngesihle ungakotshozanga ungajoyinanga loba yini enye. Oh, ngiyawujabulela lowo mthombo yebo nomzana.
It needs no strainer on it to take the parasites out. For it's coming so deep down there in the rock until there's no parasites there.
Awudingi sefa kuwo ukukhuphela phandle izibungwana ngoba kuyehla phansi okujulileyo okuledwala kuze kuswelakale izibungwana lapho.
It don't have to have an educational rag hanging on it. That's right. Some worldly made system of man-made denominational wisdom to tell you before a psychiatrist whether you're able to preach or not.
Akula sicibi semfundo esilenga kuwo. Kulungile lokho. Olunye uhlelo olwenzwe ngumhlaba ekukhalipheni kwenhlanganiso eyenzwe ngumuntu ukukutshela phambili kukadokotela wengqondo ukuthi yenelisa ukuthumayela kumbe hatshi.
It don't have one of those filthy rags hanging on it. It push it right off as soon as you put it on there. You can't do it.
Awulo okunye kwezicibi ezingcolileyo ezilenga kuwo kuya kufuqela kude lapho ukufaka lapho ngeke ukwenze.
That well is bubbling up all the time. You put one of them rags on it, throw it come out of the one side of the other. It don't have no time for a denominational rag on it.
Lo mthombo uyaqaphazela isikhathi sonke. Ungafaka okunye kwezicibi kuwo kuya kuphosela kukukhuphe ngolunye uhlangothi kumbe olunye. Awulasikhathi sesicibi senhlanganiso kukho.
You don't need no filter, no strainer, no pumping, no jerking, no nothing else. It's just there bubbling up. It don't have to depend on local rains to fill it up.
Awudingi isihluzo hatshi. Isefa hatshi ukupompa hatshi ukuhluthuna hatshi olunye ulutho ukhona nje lapho. Uyaxaphazela awudingi ukumelela izulu elina kuleyo ndawo ukuthi ugcwale.
Rains are revivals. Where that fountain that's at the fountain of life where the carcasses the eagles will gather.
Izulu imvuselelo lapho lo mthombo kulapho emthonjeni kwempilo lapho okulomzimba inqunqulu ziyabuthana.
You don't have to pump up a revival. You don't have to pump up nothing. Only thing you have to do is just come to the fountain. Amen. It's always full of good fresh water, and there's no end to it. It just keeps on bubbling.
Awudingi ukupompa imvuselelo, awudingi ukupompa ulutho. Kuphela into okumele uyenze ikuba emthonjeni, uhleli ucwele amahle amanzi ahlanzekileyo, futhi akula kuphela kukho, kuhlala kuqaphazela.
Don't have to go to the sister and say, well, if it rains and washes off the barn, we'll have something to drink. My. Not this, that artesian well spurting forth good cold water all the time.
Awudingi etankeni, futhi uthi, yebo nxa lingana ligeza isibaya sizakuba lokokunatha bona mina bo hatshi lokho lowo mthombo ontshazayo untshaza amahle amanzi aqandayo isikhathi sonke.
You can depend on it. You don't have to say, well, I'll go to this old cistern we used to drink out of, but it hasn't rained in a long time. I'll tell you, it may be dry.
Ungathembela kuwo. Awudingi ukuthi uthi awu ngizahamba kuleli tanka lamanzi elidala sasijwayele ukunatha kulo, kodwa sekuyisikhathi eside lingananga. Ngiyakutshela ungabe uwomile.
That's why some of these man-made systems are. You can go in if you got a big something going on, a big caboose selling something, or some kind of a something going on, a big parties and things going on, bunko games and parties in the basement, and everything, you might find a full house.
Yiyo indlela ezinye zalezi nhlelo ezenzwe ngabantu eziyizo. Ungangena phakathi nxa ulento enkulu enzakalayo, iqembu elikhulu labahlamuki lokuthengisa ulutho kumbe okunye okuqhubekayo, imicimbi emikhulu, futhi lezinto zihamba imidlalo yamakhasi, futhi le micimbi endlini yaphansi lakho konke ungakuthola indlu egcweleyo.
But where you go to where that fountain is bubbling up, always the people there getting a good cold drink of water, you can depend on it. Amen. Say they haven't had a revival for 10 years. If you live with that fountain, she's always got a revival going on.
Kodwa lapho ungaya khona emthonjeni, uyaqaphaza isikhathi sonke, abantu bakhona lapho bathola amahle amanzi okunatha aqandelelayo. Ungathembela ku uthi abakaze babe lemvuselelo eminyakeni elithumi nxa uphila ngalowo mthombo uhleli ulemvuselelo ehambayo.
Like the little Welshman said one time when they had the Welsh revival going on, there's some dignitaries from the States. Some of these great doctors of divinity went over to Wales to find out where and what all this was about.
Njengokwakhulunywa ngenye indoda encane eWales, kumbe ngesinye isikhathi belemvuselelo eWales, iqhubeka kwakula bahlonishwa abase-States. Abanye balaba odokotela bezenkolo abakhulu bahambe eWales ukuyafumana ukuthi ngaphi futhi lokuthi kwakumayelana ngani.
So they had on their turnaround collars and their plug hats, and this walking down the street, and here come a little cop along, whirling his little billy club in his hand, a whistling, down at the cross where my Savior died, down there for cleansing from sin, I cried, there to my heart was a blood applied, glory to his name, walking down the street.
Ngakho babela makola abo aphendulelweyo futhi le ngwane zabo futhi behamba besehle esitalateni. Futhi lapha kwabuya ipolisi elincane libhodisa isagila esidala sikabhili esandleni, litshaya umlozi phansi esiphambanweni lapho umsindisi wami wafa phansi le ukuhlanzwa kwezono zami ngakukhalela, lapho enhliziyweni yami igazi labekwa inkazimulo ebizweni lakhe ehambe sehle esitalati.
So they said, this seems to be a religious man, we'll go ask him. And they said, mister, said, yes, sir. He said, we are here from the United States. We're a delegation. We come over here to investigate the Welsh revival, so-called.
Ngakho bathi, lo ungani ngumuntu wenkolo. Siza kuyambuza. Futhi bathi, numzana. Wathi, yebo numzana. Wathi, sivela e-United States. Sizithunywa. Sibuye lapho ukuzohlola imvuselelo yama-Welsh. Njengokuchiwo.
We are doctors of divinity. And we are here to look it over. He said, we want to know where the revival is and where it's held. He said, sir, you have arrived. I am the Welsh revival. overwhelmed revivals in me. Here's where it's at.
Singabo dokotela benkolo futhi silapha ukuzokhangela wathi sifuna ukwazi ukuthi imvuselelo ingapi futhi yenzelwa ngapi wathi mnumzana usufikile yimi imvuselelo yama Welsh amen imvuselelo yama Welsh phakathi kwami yikho lapha ekhona.
That's the way it is when you live by that fountain of living waters. It's living all the time, bubbling over and over and over and over. There's no end to it.
Iyo indlela kuyiyo nxa uphila ngalowo mthombo wamanzi aphilayo. Uyaphila isikhathi sonke, eqaphazela njalo futhi njalo, futhi njalo futhi njalo. Akula siphetho kuwo.
Now go see if some water, if we had a rain here not long ago. That's not it. It's that fountain of living water.
Ach. Hamba uyebona nxa amanye amanzi nxa ngabe besile zulu lapha kumbe hatshi isikhathi eside akusikho lokho yilowo mthombo wamanzi aphilayo.
As I say, it gives us water free. You don't have to put rags on it. To find out some educational rags before you send him out to preach and see if he spells his words right, speaks them right, if he uses the nouns and pronouns and so forth and adjectives.
Njengoba ngisitsho unikeza amanzi awo ngesihle awudingi ufaka isicibi kuwo. Ukufumana izicibi zemfundo ungathumela ukuthi uyechumayela futhi ubone nxa ebiza amabizo kahle akhuluma kahle uma esebenzisa amabizo akhe leza bizwana futhi lokunjalo futhi lezimpawulo.
Many of them don't even know what they are, but he's living at the fountain just the same. So you just say,
iningi laba lazi ngitsho ukuthi kuyini kodwa uphila emthonjeni nje.
It don't have to depend on the local rains to fill it up or the local revivals. For it don't have to do that. For its power and its purity is within itself.
Akumelanga uthembele izulu elinayo kuleyo ndawo ukugcwalisa kumbe imvuselelo kuleyo ndawo ukwenzela wona. Akudingi ukuthi wenze lokho ngoba amandla awo futhi lokuhlanzeka kwawo kuphakathi kwawo.
That's where the word is. Its own power. When a man can receive it in his heart, it's got its purity. It's got its power. It's right in the word itself. Springs forth to life.
Yikho lapho ilizwi elikhona. Amandla alo ngokwalo. Nxa umuntu engakwamukela khona enhlizweni yakhe kulokuhlanzeka kwakho. Kulamandla akho kuselizwini ngokwalo kuphumisa impilo.
Israel would get away from it, they'd get in trouble. Every time they got away from it, they got in trouble.
U-Israel wayesuka kuwo babengena enkingeni isikhathi sonke besuka kuwo babengena enkingeni.
Same as we do now, when the revival gets away from that, then it's no good. It digs itself some wells and, or some stagnated cisterns and there it goes.
Okufanayo lesukwenza manje. Nga imvuselelo isuka kulokho ngakho akukuhle kuyazigebhela imthombo futhi kumba amatanka angageleziyo futhi nanku kuhamba.
But he always helped them. The murmuring at the Red Sea. Then when they murmured, yet in all that he had promised, made him a promise. He should have turned them back right there the way we'd look at it. But he had promised to take them over there.
Kodwa wayehlele bancedisa ukukhonona elwandle olubomvu njalo lapho bekhonona kodwa kukho konke lokho wayebethembisile wabenzela isithembiso kwakumele abaphindisele muva khonapho ngendlela esingakhangela ngayo kodwa wabathembisa ukubathatha lapho.
What did he do? Them children of Israel, he furnished them the pillar of fire and everything for vindication, their prophet. And they let him out there to the sea and always his trouble against it.
Wenzani yena bon abantwana bako Israel wabanikeza insiko yomlilo futhi lento yonke ukuba isiqiniso umprophet wabo futhi babekhokhela phandle leelwandle futhi izikhathi zonke futhi lohlupho ukumelana lakho.
And here come the Pharaoh and his army, and you know what God did? He just opened up that red stagnated cistern. The Dead Sea is the deadest thing in the world. It's really dead, stagnated. Nothing can live in it.
Futhi nangu Pharaoh esiza lempi yakhe futhi liyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenzani wavula nje leyo ebomvu itanka yamanzi amileyo olwandle olufileyo into efileyo emhlabeni lufile ngempela alugelezi akulanto engaphila kulo.
And he opened it up and set them free on the other side. He took them to where they wouldn't have to be bound by such a thing as that.
Foot, waluvula foot, wabakhulula kolunye uhlangothi, wabathatha wabasa lapho ababengeke babotshwe into ezinjengalezo.
In the wilderness, they found that the tanks could not be depended on. They were dry. Found out they go from one water hole to another.
Enkangala bathola ukuthi amatanka ayengeka tenje ayowomile bafumana basuka kumgodi wamanzi besiya komunye.
When they was in the wilderness, they're starving to death for a drink of water, and they go to this tank over here. A pond, it is dried up. They went to another place, it was dried up. They just couldn't think they was ever going to get a drink.
Lapho besenkangala babesifa ngendlala ukuthola amanzi okunatha. Futhi babehamba besiya kutanka leli lapha icibi lalomile bahamba kwenye indawo yayomile babenga abanga ukuthi baza kuthola okokunatha.
And then on the most unlikely place in all the desert they found the water. It was in a rock. It was in a rock. The most unlikely place that a man would find any water would be in a dry rock in the middle of a desert.
Futhi ke endaweni engela kwenzeka enkangala bathola amanzi kwakusedwaleni indawo engela kwenzeka ukuthi umuntu angathola amanzi kungaba sedwaleni elomileyo phakathi laphakathi kwenkangala.
But you see, God does things like that in the most unlikely place, in the most unusual way. That's what we've always had.
Kodwa yabo uNkulunkulu wenza izinto kanjalo endaweni engela kwenzeka ngendlela engajwayelekile. Yikho lokho ebesihleli silakho.
They think you have to have a big denomination so together and let them all come together and have a great big milling around and so forth and get thousands to cooperate and all like this to have a revival.
Bacabanga ukuthi kumele ube lenhlanganiso ezinkulu ndawonye futhi ubayekele baze futhi bahambe khambe futhi lokunjalo futhi bathola izinkulungwane ukusebenza labo futhi lokunje ukuba lemvuselelo.
Sometimes God takes a little old guy, don't even know his ABCs. And right amongst a bunch of illiterate people that hardly know his right hand from the left, he can raise up a revival that'll shake the world.
Esinye isikhathi uNkulunkulu uthatha umuntu omncane omdala ongazi ngitsho o-ABC bakhe futhi phakathi exukwini labantu abangenelisi ukufunda abangaziyo ukwahlukanisa isandla sokudla kwesokhohlo engavusa imvuselelo enganyakazi umhlaba.
He did in the time of John. He'd done in the time of the prophets. None of them, as we know of, was ever educated. But God could get a hold of them and do something with them.
Wakwenza ngesikhathi sikaJohane, wakwenza esikhathini sabaprofeti, ngitsho lomunye wabo njengokwazi kwethu owayefundile, kodwa uNkulunkulu wayebabamba futhi enza ulutho ngabo.
In this rock came forth the waters. He was the rock, and he commanded this rock and must be smoked. And he gave abundance of pure, fresh, clean water to everybody that would drink. He saved all who would drink from it.
Kuleli twala kwaphuma amanzi. Wayeli twala futhi walaya leli twala futhi kumele lichaywe futhi wanikeza ngobunengi amahle amacha ahlanzekileyo amanzi kumuntu wonke onganatha. Wasindisa bonke ababenganatha kulo.
A perfect parallel, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but would have everlasting life.
Ukuhambisana okuphelelelo, John 3:16. UNkulunkulu wathanda umhlaba kangaka waze wanikela indodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa, loba ngubani okholwa kuye agayi kubhupha kodwa abe lempilo ephakade.
God smote that rock on Calvary. Our judgment is upon him, that from him might come the spirit of life that would give you and me eternal life. That's a perfect parable of it there in this wilderness.
UNkulunkulu wachaya lelo twala eCalvary ukwahlulela kwethu kwakuphezu kwakhe ukuthi ngaye kungeza umoya wempilo onga kunikeza wena futhi lami impilo ephakade lokho kungumfanekiso opheleleyo wakho lapho enkangala.
They never had to pull, dig, pump or anything, just partake of his provided way freely. When they didn't have to dig it out of a pond, they didn't have to pull it up with a bucket, they didn't have to have no windle to get it with, they just had to partake of it.
Abazange badinga ukudonsa, ukugebha, ukupompa, kumbe okunye. Hlanganyela nje indlela yakhe enikeziweyo. Ukhululekile lapho babengadingi ukugebha ecebini, babengadingi ukudonsa ngebhakethi, babengadingi ukubhodisa ukukha ngakho, babemele nje bahlanganele kukho.
And that's all there is now. You don't have to join nothing. You don't have to get out the altar and work up something, pump in it. You don't have to say a word over and over and over till you get a confusion of language. The only thing you have to do is just partake of him freely. God's provided way.
Futhi yikho okukhona manje. Awudingi ukujoyina ulutho. Awudingi ukuya phansi elathini. Futhi usebenze okunye ukuwapompa. Awudingi ukutsho ibala. Uphinda futhi uphinda futhi uphinda. Uzuthole udideka kolimi. Into kuphela okumele uyenze ikuhlanganela yena ngokukhululeka indlela elungiswe nguNkulunkulu.
No pumping, no pushing, no nothing. Just take of it freely. Nothing you have to do, just partake of it. That is just believe it. That's all I can say to it.
Hatshi ukupompa, hatshi ukufuqa, hatshi ulutho, kuphela thatha kukho. Ukhululekile. Akula lutho okumele ulwenze. Hlanganela nje kukho. Lokho nje kukhole. Yikho konke engakutsho.
They never had to do anything for it. Never had to dig for it. They never had to get down and cry all night for it. They just partook of it. It was smitten and ready. That's right.
Abazange babelo lutho lokwenza kukho. Abazange badinge ukugebhela. Abazange badinge ukwehla futhi bakhala ubusuku bonke. Bekukhalela khona bona bahlanganyela nje kukho kwakuchayiwe futhi kulungele kunjalo lokho.
I'm looking at a man now sitting in the back of the room here. I remember telling that on an old barn stall one day by a manger.
Ngikhangele indoda manje ehleli emuva kwekamelo lapho. Ngiyakhumbula ngimtshela lokho esibayeni esidala ngolunye usuku esitebeleni.
And he said, "But I'm no good." I said, "I know you're not." And I said, "I'm not either." But I said, "You're looking at what you are. Quit looking at what you are and look what he is."
Futhi yena wathi, "Kodwa angilunganga. Ngathi ngiyazi ukuthi awunjalo. Futhi ngathi anginjalo lami. Kodwa ngathi ukhangele lokho yikho khona. Futhi yekela ukukhangela lokho yikho khona. Futhi ukhangele ayikho yena."
He said, "If I could just get rid of these cigarettes, Brother Branham, I'd be a Christian." I said, "Don't get rid of them. You're trying to get good and then come to him. He never come to save good men. He come to save bad men that know they were bad."
What? Nga ngingasusa umhlanga wegwayi lo mfowethu Branham. Ngingaba ngumKristu. Ngathi ungawususi. Uzama ukulunga futhi ke usubuya kuye. Ngabuyanga ukuzosindisa umuntu olungileyo. Wezu kuzosindisa umuntu omubi abaziyo ukuthi babi.
He said, "Well," I said, "listen, you don't want to go to hell, do you?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, you don't have to. He died that you might not have to go." He said, "Well, what do I have to do?" I said, "Nothing. It's just that simple."
What aw? Ngathi lalela, awufuni ukuya esihogweni. Uyafuna na? What hatch? Ngathi yebo ke, awudingi ukuya khona. Wafa ukuthi wena ungayikhona. What? Kuyini okumele ngikwenze? Ngathi akula. Kulula nje. Ngalokho.
He said, "But if I can ever..." I said, "There you go back to that cigarette again. Quit thinking about that cigarette. Just remember, think about him. What he did, what he is. Not what you are. You're no good, and you never was, never will be. But what He is, He's the one.
What you go to nganginga? Ngat nanko ke pindele mhlangano wegwayi le liyafut yekela ukucabanga ngomhlanga wegwayi lo khumbula nje cabanga ngaye lokho akwenzayo ayikho khona hathi lokho oyikho khona wena ulunganga futhi awukazi futhi awusoze walunga kodwa lokho yena ayikho khona nguye yedwa.
Now I said, now the only one thing you have to do, if He took your place down there, you just willingly accept what He did. The only thing you have to do is just accept it.
Futhi ngathi, manje into, nye kuphela umele uyenze, nga yena wathatha indawo yakho, phansi le, wena nje, thanda ukwamukela lokho yena, akwenzayo. Into kuphela umele uyenze, kwamukele khona nje.
Well, I said, that's simple, I'll do that. I said, here's the creek. I brought him up here and baptized him in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ngani? Yena wathi kulula lokho. Ngizakwenza lokho. Ngathi nansi sifudlana bona. Ngamletha lapha futhi ngambhapathiza ebizweni lika Jesu Christu.
Some of these people are sitting here and I know they felt funny at me for doing that. But I know what I was doing. I seen in the man something that was genuine. I could see it there and I took him and baptized him in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Abanye babantu bakhe bahlezi lapha futhi ngiyazi kabazange bazwe kuhle ngami ngokwenza lokho kodwa ngangisazi engangikwenza ngabona kuleyo ndoda enye into eyayiqotho ngangiyibona lapho njalo ngamthatha futhi ngambhapathiza ebizweni lenkosi uJesu.
And when we did that, it wasn't long after that, just went down to his son's house, we seen him. A vision of a tree being broke at a certain place. And the man fell, almost broke his back.
Futhi lapho sesikwenzile lokho. Kwakungasisikhathi eside. Emva kwalokho ngahamba sehla ngisiya endlini yendodana yakhe sabona umbono wesihlahla esiphukayo kwenye indawo futhi indoda yawa yaphosa ephuka umgogodla wakhe.
Took him in the hospital. That night the Lord revealed to me that was the end of cigarettes.
Bamthatha bamusa esibhedlela. Futhi lobo busuku inkosi yambula kimi lokho kwakuyikuphela komhlanga yegwayi.
So the next day he wanted some cigarettes. I said, I'll buy him a carton and take it to him. You just watch and see. His cigarette days are done. He's never smoked one since, never wanted one since.
Ngakho usuku olulandelayo wayefuna igwayi. Ngathi ngizamthengela ibhokisi. Futhi ngilihambise kuye. Ukhangela nje futhi ubone insuku zakhe zegwayi seziphelile. Kakazi abheme kusukela njalo kakazi alifune kusukela.
God, see the first thing you've got to do is to come to that fountain. You've got to come to that water. Realize it's nothing that you can do. It's what He done for you.
Nkulunkulu. Bona. Into yokuqala okumele uyenze yikubuya kulowo mthombo kumele ubuye kulawo manzi unanzelele ukuthi akusilutho ongalwenza yilokho yena akwenzelayo.
You don't have to dig, you don't have to pump out, you don't have to quit this, you don't have to quit that. The only thing you have to do is get there and drink. That's all. If you're thirsty, drink.
Awudingi ukepha, awudingi ukupompa, awudingi ukuchiya lokho, awudingi ukuchiya lokhuya. Into kuphela okumele uyenze, fika lapho, unathe, yikho kuphela, nxa womile, natha.
Now, He was the rock. God smote Him for us. And He gave forth abundance of pure, clean water. He does yet today to everyone that will Amen. Believe. This is His grace, of course, to His people, us.
Manje wayelidwala. UNkulunkulu wamchayela thina futhi wanikeza ngobunenge amahle ahlanzekileyo amanzi ulokho ekwenza lamuhla kuwo wonke ongakholwa lo ngumusa wakhe ngempela kubantu bakhe thina.
There's something like there, like the people of today, ready to receive what they can get but don't want to give any service in return. Israel was ready to drink from the rock now, but they didn't want to give God His service that was doing.
Kulento efana laleyo njengabantu balamuhla abalungele ukwamukela lokho abangakuthola kodwa bengafuni ukumsebenzela loba ikuphi indlela ngokumbonga uIsrayeli wayelungele ukunatha etwaleni manje kodwa bebengafuni ukunikeza uNkulunkulu inkonzo yakhe eya imfanele.
And he's always given us a service. You know, we can't even breathe without him. We can't breathe without God's service. That's how dependent we are on him.
Futhi uhleli esinika inkonzo. Uyazi asenelisi ukuphefumula singelaye yena. Singeke siphefumule singela inkonzo kaNkulunkulu. Yikho ukuthembela kuye esiyikho khona.
And yet it almost breaks us in two if we try to have to do something for him. He asks us to do something. Go see somebody, go pray for somebody, go help somebody. It almost breaks us up to do it. But we don't want to do anything to him for service.
Futhi manje kuphosa kusidabule kabili nxa singazama ukukwenza. Ukumenzela ulutho yena. Uyasicela ukuthi senze olunye ulutho. Sihambe siyembona omunye umuntu. Sihambe siye khulekela omunye umuntu. Sihambe siye siza omunye umuntu. Kuphosa kudabule ukuthi sikwenze. Kodwa asifuni ukwenza loba yini ukukhonza.
His complaint was, they have forsaken me, the Word, and have accepted a broken cistern instead. Except they have forsaken me, the fountain of life, the fountain of water of life, and they desire and would rather drink from a stagnated cistern.
Ukukhonona kwakhe kwakuyilokho. Bangijile mina ilizwi. Futhi bamkela itanka lamanzi elivuzayo esikhundleni salo bamkela sebengijile mina umthombo wempilo umthombo wamanzi okuphila futhi bayafisa njalo kungaba ngcono banathi etankeni lamanzi angageleziyo.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine a person now that here's an artesian well is putting out that fine limestone water right out of the heart of the rocks down there in the sand beds and so forth, just as cold and good as it can be, and would rather drink out of a cistern over there that had washed off the top of the barn, the sheds, and all the outbuildings around the place?
Ungakucabanga lokho. Ungakucabanga. Umuntu kathesa ukuthi, nanku umthombo ontshazayo. Ukhupha nje lawo amahle amanzi elimestone. Ephuma enhlizweni yamadwala phansi leNzikini yeChebechebe futhi lokunjalo eqandelela futhi emnandi ngokunjalo futhi akhethe ukunatha tankeni lamanzi le ageleze evela phezulu kophahla lwesibaya futhi lamashedi futhi lazo zonke ezakhiwo eziphandle kuleyo ndawo.
Put it right into that cistern there where the seepage of the water drains right back into from the barn, the stables and stalls and everything draining right back into the cistern. And then we want to drink out of that before going to that artesian well, there would be something mentally wrong with the person. That's right.
Njalo agelezele phakathi kwetanka lapho amanzi ageleza lengcekeza angene phakathi kusukela esibayeni lapho kudlelwa khona lokugcinelwa khona izifuyo. Lakho konke kugelezela futhi etankeni lamanzi futhi ke sifuna singanatha kulokho singakayi kumthombo ontshazayo kuyabe kulokunye okuphambukileyo engqondweni ngalomuntu kunjalo lokho.
And when a man or a woman will take a denomination on their stand that'll permit bobbed hair, wearing shorts, makeup, all this other kind of stuff, and some little kind of a program, and all this carrying on, and can go to the bowling alleys, and all that nonsense out there, and can put up with that.
Futhi nxa indoda kumbe umfazi, engathatha inhlanganiso ekumeni kwakhe, evumela inwele ezigeliweyo, egqoka okaphudula, ukuzipenda-penda, futhi lokunye kwalolu hlobo, futhi uhlobo lo lohlelo oluncane futhi lokuqhubeka lokho futhi ahambe emidlalweni yebhola lokuchaywa futhi umbhedo wonke phandle le futhi lokuvumela lokunjalo.
And like that better than do the old fashioned word of God that cuts down and hews out and makes ladies out of women and makes them dress right and act right, takes cigarettes and tobaccos and swearing and cursing and lying and stealing away from you and all the world away from you and give you something that is a perfect satisfaction.
Futhi bathanda lokho kangcono ukwedlula abakwenza ilizwi lendulo likaNkulunkulu eliquma futhi liwisele phansi futhi liyenze omama abahloniphekayo phakathi kwabafazi futhi libathathe njalo libayenze bagqoke kuhle futhi baziphathe kuhle lithathe imhlanga yegwayi futhi legwayi futhi ukufunga lokuthuka futhi ukuqamba amanga lokweba kude lawe futhi lomhlaba wonke kude lawe futhi kunikeze olunye ulutho oluyikusuthiseka okupheleleyo.
Why do a man or woman go to such a thing as that for comfort? How can you get comfort out of that?
Kungani indoda kumbe umfazi isenza into enjengale ukududuzeka? Ungathola induduzo njani kulokho?
How could you get a fresh drink out of a stagnated cistern? Why would a person goes to a stagnated cistern to get a drink when there's an artesian well open, you'd say there's something wrong with that man's mind.
Ungathola njani amanzi amatsha? Etankeni lamanzi asebole. Abe senzelani umuntu? Nxa umuntu engahamba etankeni lamanzi asebole khona kulomthombo ntshazayo ovulekileyo. Ungathi kulento ephambukileyo ngengqondo yalomuntu.
If a woman or a man goes to such a place to find comfort, there's something spiritually wrong with that person. They don't want the word. It shows that their nature is still a frog or a tadpole or something.
Futhi nxa umfazi kumbe indoda ihamba endaweni enjalo ukuthola induduzo kulento ephambukileyo emoyeni ngalowo muntu abafuni ilizwi kutshengisa ukuthi imvelo yabo ilokhu ilixoxo kumbe ixoxana kumbe okunjalo.
That's right. Something of that nature likes that stagnated pool. Because them kind of things won't live in a freshwater pool. They can't do it. It's freshwater. They can't do it.
Liqiniso lokho. Lokho ulutho lwalolu hlobo oluthanda icibi elingageleziyo ngoba lezo zinto zalolu hlobo azingeke ziphile emthonjeni wamanzi amatsha. Ngeke zikwenze lokho. Ngamanzi amatsha ngeke zikwenze lokho.
Now, the complaint was they left it. And today they've done the same thing.
Manje insolo yayile. Bawuthiya wona futhi lamhlanje benze into efanayo.
Now, look at the woman at the well. Well, she come up to Jacob's cistern. And she had been getting water there all the time at Jacob's cistern.
Manje khangela umfazi emthonjeni. Yebo weze etankeni lamanzi likaJakobe. Futhi wayethola amanzi lapho isikhathi sonke etankeni lamanzi likaJakobe.
But Jacob's cistern denomination, we would call it, because he dug three of them. And this one he had dug. Now she had a great story. She said, now our father dug this well, Jacob. He drank out of it, his cattle drank out of it. And everything isn't that good enough.
Kodwa itanka lamanzi likaJakobe inhlanganiso singakubiza njalo ngoba wagebha amathathu futhi leli ayeligebhile manje wayelodaba olukhulu wathi manje ubaba wethu wagebha lomthombo uJakobe wanatha kuwo futhi lenkomo zakhe zanatha kuwo futhi lakho konke lokho akwanelanga na.
He said, but the water that you draw from there, you thirst again. Have come back here to get it. But said, the water that I give you is a fountain, a geyser, spurting up from the inside, and you don't come here to get it. It's right with you.
Wathi kodwa amanzi owakhayo lapha uyawoma futhi kumele uphenduke lapha njalo kuwo kodwa wathi amanzi engunika wona ngumthombo igiza untshaza kusukela ngaphakathi futhi awubuyi lapha ukuzokuthola wona.
Notice, but when she discovered that a scriptural fountain had spoken to her by a scriptural sign that she had been looking for, she left that Jacob's denominational system and never went back to it again because she had found the real rock.
Nonzelele, kodwa lapho ebona ukuthi umthombo kamoya wawukhulumelayo ngesibonakaliso sombhalo leso ayesidinga. Wachia inhlelo lenhlanganiso kaJakobe futhi akazange abuyele kulo njalo ngoba wayethole idwala lempela bona.
She ran into the city. She was through with sin. She was no more a foul woman. She said, come see who I have found. A man who told me the things that I've done, isn't this the very Christ?
Wagijimela edolobheni. Wayeseqedile ngesono. Wayengase ngumfazi ongcolileyo. Wathi yena, uzandi zobona lo engumfumeneyo. Indoda engitshele izinto engazenzayo. Akusuye uKristu qobo na.
That sister might have been all right. It had served its purpose. Now, she was at the true fountain. The cistern had been all right until the true fountain was open. But when the true fountain come along, the cistern lost its strength. She found there's a better place to drink.
Yena, lelo tanka la manzi, ningabe lalilungile. Lalisebenzile umsebenzi walo. Kathesi, waye ese mthonjeni oweqiniso. Itanka la manzi, lalilungile, kwaze kwavuleka umthombo. Kodwa lapho umthombo weqiniso usiza, itanka lalahlekelwa ngamandla alo. Wathola ukuthi kule ndawo engcono kunatha.
And there is a better place. There's a better place than that's in Christ. In St. John 7:37 and 38, Jesus said at the last of the Feast of the Tabernacles, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink.
Futhi kule ndawo engcono. Kule ndawo engcono futhi iku Kristu. KuJohane ongcwele 7:37-38 uJesu wathi ekupheleni komkhosi wamadokodo nxa umuntu ewomile umvumeleni aze kimi futhi anathi.
They were all rejoicing. They had a little spurt of water coming out from under the altar, and there they was all drinking from this in celebration of the feast, and said, our fathers drank from a spiritual rock in the wilderness.
Bonke babejabula babelo kuntshaza okuncane kwamanzi kuphuma phansi kwelathi futhi bonke babenatha kulokho bejabulela umkhosi futhi bathi obaba bethu banatha edwaleni likamoya enkangala.
See, they hewed themselves a cistern. Some stagnated water they pumped down from somewhere and spurted it up under the temple there. And they would all get around this water and drink and say, years ago our fathers drank in the wilderness.
Babe zenzela bona itanka lamanzi amanzi abolileyo abawapompa kusuka kwenye indawo futhi bewathela ngaphansi kwetempeli labo futhi bonke babehlangana emanzini lawo futhi benathe njalo bathi iminyaka edluleyo obaba bethu banathe enkangala.
Jesus said, I am that rock that was in the wilderness. Said, we eat manna from heaven, and God rained it down. Said, I am that manna. That fountain was standing among them. That bread of life was standing among them. And still they did not want it. They'd rather have their cistern.
Just what? Ngilidwala elali senkangala. But sadla imana ivela ezulwini. Futhi uNkulunkulu wayinisela phansi. Wathi mina ngileyo mana. Yena lo mthombo. Wayemi phakathi kwabo leso sinkwa sempilo sasimi phakathi kwabo futhi babengayifuni yona kungcono babe lamatanka abo amanzi.
Because man had made this and God had sent that. Amen. That's exactly the difference. Dug themselves cisterns. He said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He is that fountain.
Ngoba umuntu wayeyenze lokho lo uNkulunkulu wayethumele lokhuya yiwo umahluko sibili bazigebhela amatanka. Yena wathi loba ngubani owomileyo makabuye kimi futhi anathi ungulowo mthombo.
And as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, he is that artesian well. Out of his belly or innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
Futhi njengompalo uthilo kusukela esiswini sakhe kuzageleza imfula yamanzi aphilayo. O yena ungumthombo ontshazayo kusukela esiswini sakhe kumbe umuntu wangaphakathi kuzageleza amanzi aphilayo.
He is that rock that was in the, it was Hagar's rock in the time of trouble when her baby was about to die. When she'd been put out of the camp and was out there with a little Ishmael.
Yena uyilelo twala elalise lelo kwakulidwala lika Hagari esikhatini sohlupho lapho umntanakhe seza kufa lapho eseqotshiwe ngaphandle kwesihonqo futhi wayephandle le lo Ishmayeli omncane.
Her water in her cistern that she's packing with her had give out, and she laid little Ishmael down and walked over a bow shot and cried, and all because she didn't want to see the baby die.
Amanzi akhe tankeni lakhe lamanzi lapho ayethwele kanye laye esephelile futhi wamlalisa phansi Ishmayeli omncane futhi wahamba phambidlana okungaba ikutshoka kwedandili futhi wakhala njalo ngoba wayengafuni ukubona umntwana esifa.
And all at once the angel of the Lord spoke, and she found Barabbasheba, the well there that was flowing is still flowing to this day. He was Hagar's Barabbasheba, rock out there in the wilderness.
Futi konap, ingilozi yenkosi yakhuluma. Futi watola iBerishebha, umthombo lapho owawugeleza. Futi lokhu ugeleza kuze kube lalamhlanje. WayeBerishebha kaHagari idwala phandle enkangala.
He was standing here in the fountain filled with blood that day, standing there in the temple.
Kwakumi lapha emthonjeni ogcwaliswe ligazi lolo suku elumi lapho ethempelini.
Time of storm. In Zechariah 13th chapter, he was that fountain opened in the house of David for cleansing and for sin, cleansing of sin. He was that fountain.
Isikhathi sesiphepho kuZekariya isahluko 13. Wayengulo mthombo owavulwayo endlini kaDavitha ukuhlanza futhi langenxa isono, ukuhlanza isono yena waye eyilo mthombo.
In the Psalms 36:9, he was David's fountain of life. He's still that fountain in the house of David.
Futhi kumaHubo 36:9, wayengumthombo kaDavitha wempilo. Ulokhe ngumthombo endlini kaDavitha.
And he's the poet in his heart. There, poet said, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains.
Futhi yena uyilokhu umhlabeleli phakathi enhlizweni yakhe. Lapho imbongi yathi, kulomthombo ugcwaliswe ligazi elidonswa lisukela emthanjeni kaEmmanuel, lapho izoni eziphoswa khona phansi kwesikhukhula belahlekelwe ngamatshata onke amacala.
He is that fountain of life, fountain of water. He is the word of God.
Yena ungumthombo wokuphila, umthombo wamanzi, yena uyilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
People of these last days has forsook him, the true word, water of life, and has hewed themselves out denominational cisterns. And again, hewed, dug.
Abantu bensuku lezi zokucina sebemchile yena ilizwi leqiniso, amanzi empilo, futhi bazigebhela ngokwabo amatanka amanzi ezinhlanganiso, futhi njalo bazilungisela bazigebhela.
And now we find out they have had broken cisterns, and then this cistern is filled with unbelieving germs, unbelieving boasting educational programs and so forth, which is contrary to God's promises. They're doubters of the word.
Futhi kathes sithola bebela matanka amanzi avuzayo, futhi njalo leli tanka lamanzi ligcwele amajemusi angakholwayo, ukuzikhukhumeza okungela ukukholwa, inhlelo zemfundo futhi lokunjalo okwahlukene lesithembiso sikaNkulunkulu.
Now, these cisterns that they've got, the Bible said, were broken. Broken cistern is a leaking cistern. And it's seeping out. What's it doing? It's seeping out into a religious cesspool called the World Council of Churches.
Manje, lawa amatanka abalawo, iBhayibheli ayevuza. Itanka elivuzayo litanka elivuzayo futhi livuzela phandle. Lenzani na? Livuzela phandle ecibini lezenkolo elibizwa ngokuthi inhlanganiso yamabandla omhlaba.
And that's where the broken cistern is leading them to. All because they have forsook him and have the fountain of living water and made these cisterns.
Futhi ikho lapho itanka lamanzi elivuzayo elibakhokhela khona kuphela ngenxa yokuba bamtshile yena futhi ba umthombo wamanzi aphilayo futhi benza lawa amatanka amanzi.
Digging out big seminary systems of learning, education, and so forth. That's the kind of systems they're digging today. That a man has to have a PhD or LLD or Bachelor of Art or something before he can even go preach.
Vekepa inhlelo ezinkulu zama seminary. Okufunda, imfundo futhi lokunjalo. Yilo uhlobo lwamatanka abawagebhayo lamhlanje. Ukuthi umuntu kumele abe le PhD kumbe futhi LLD kumbe Bachelor of Arts kumbe okunye engakayi kuyachumayela.
Sisters, that has been filled with man-made theology. They take them into these great big schools of learning. And in there they inject into them their own man-made theology. And they send them out with that.
Amatanka agcwaliswe imfundiso enziwe ngabantu. Bayayithatha babayise ezikolweni lezi ezinkulu zokufunda. Phakathi lapho bayafaka kubo inkolo yabo enziwe ngumuntu futhi bayabuthana belalokho.
What a day that we're living in. Man-made sisters. No trouble. No wonder the thing has become a stink. Oh my. It's because that the people drink from that.
Usuku olunjani esiphila kuhle. Amatanka enziwa ngumuntu. Akusinkinga ini. Akumangalisi into. Le isibe liphunga elibi omina kungenxa yokuthi abantu banatha kulokho.
And when the people want joy today, what do? The people, instead of accepting the joy of the Lord, they turn to sin for joy. People who go to church and claim to be servants of Christ, when they get real nervous, they'll light up a cigarette.
Futhi nxa abantu befuna injabulo lamuhla. Benzani abantu kulokuthi bamkele injabulo yenkosi bayaphendukela esonweni ukuthola intokozo. Abantu abahamba esontweni futhi bazithi bazinceke zikaKristu lapho nxa bezizwa bengahlalisekanga bayathunqiswa umhlanga wegwayi.
And when they want to have some fun, they stick on their immoral clothes and go out and cut the grass when the man's going by and give him a whistle at him.
Futhi lapho befuna ukuba lenjabulo bayagqoka impahla zabo ezingela buntu futhi baphume futhi baqume utshani lapho amadoda esedlula ukubenza babachayele ukhwelo.
They do everything to be popular. They want to look like the movie stars. That's their joy. When Jesus said, "I am their sufficiency."
Bayenza konke ukuthi babe lodu bafuna ukufana lentshantshu zabadlali bamafilimu. Iyo intokozo yabo lapho uJesu wathi mina ngingumenelisi wabo.
The reason that they go to that because they don't want to drink from that fountain. They've turned it down. They don't want to drink from it.
Isizathu baya kulokho ngoba kabafuna ukunatha kulowo mthombo. Bawalile wona abafuna ukunatha kuwo.
They join themselves to some kind of a man-made system. Some kind of a cistern is full of all kind of stagnated things that they can go like it.
Bayazibambanisa lolunye uhlobo lohlelo olwenzwe ngumuntu. Olunye uhlobo lwetanka eligcwele ngezinto ezithanda amanzi angageleziyo ukuthi bahamba kanjalo.
Yesterday we had the kids up on the river, I believe it was Saturday morning. We went out and Billy had been fishing the boat. And we took the kiddies up, my little grandson and them, my daughter and my little son, and we went up the river to take a boat ride.
Izolo besilabantwana le emfuleni. Ngiyakholwa bekungoqibelo ekuseni. Sehla lapho uBilly wayethiya esikepeni futhi sathatha abantwana umzukulu wami omncane futhi labanye indodakazi yami futhi indodana yami encane futhi sahamba saye emfuleni.
You couldn't even take a boat ride on the river for the filthy, dirty, scummy people out there on the river, half naked and carried on.
Wongeke uhambe ngesikepe emfuleni ngoba ukwenyanyeka ukungcola abantu abangakhangelikiyo phandle lemfuleni bengaqhokanga okupheleleyo futhi beqhubekela phambili.
A boat drove up beside us, a bunch of little 12, 14-year-old boys, each one with a beer can in their hand and a cigarette.
Iskepe sahambe eceleni kwethu, iqhuku labafana abaleminyaka elithumi lambili, ithumi lane, munye ngamunye elotshwala esandleni sakhe, futhi lomhlanga wegwayi.
They call that having fun. Oh my, how long can this world last with such a system as that?
Bakubiza lokho ngokuthi ukuba lenjabulo. Oh mina, umhlaba lo uzahlala okwesikhathi esinganani ngohlelo olunjalo.
Then to free themselves from the thoughts that when they die they'll go to hell, the thing they do, they go and join one of these man-made cisterns, so that same type of people belongs in that cistern.
Ngakho ke ukuthi bazikhulule emcabangweni yabo ukuthi nxa basifa baza kuya esihogweni, into abayenzayo bayahamba futhi bazihlanganise lelinye itanka elenzwe ngumuntu. Ngakho lolo uhlobo olufanayo lwabantu ngoluhlala kulelo tanka.
It's nothing but a bunch of unclean, filthy wiggle tails of the world. And they associate themselves to that because, as my old mother used to say, birds of a feather flock together.
Akusilutho kuphela ixuku labangcolileyo oshobishobe abenyanyekayo bomhlaba, futhi bayazihlanganisa kulokhu ngoba njengomama wami omdala wayejwayele ukuthi inyoni zosibalunye zihamba ndawonye.
They won't come to the fountain and be cleaned up from that life of sin. They want to live out there and still hold a testimony that they are Christians.
Ababuye emthonjeni futhi bahlanzwe kuleyo mpilo yesono, bafuna ukuhlala phandle le futhi belokho bebambelele ubufakazi bokuthi bangamaKristu.
Why? They've turned from him the true fountain of joy, life, perfect life and satisfaction. That's the reason they did it, because that they want to join up. They have some kind of people there that believe in that stuff.
Kungani sebesuke kuye umthombo weqiniso wentokozo, impilo, impilo epheleleyo futhi lokusuthiseka? Yiso isizathu bakwenza lokho, ngoba befuna ukuzihlanganisa balohlobo lunye lwabantu lapho olukholwa kulokho.
Here not long ago, Brother Fred and I and Brother Tom, a bunch of us went to a noted Baptist church in the city of Tucson to see if we couldn't find a little something that would give us maybe a little fresh feeling.
Lapha kungesisikhathi side, umfowethu Fred lami lomfowethu Tom, ixuku lethu lahamba kwelinye ibandla leBaptist elaziwayo edolobheni eTucson ukuyobona nxa singathola ulutho oluncane olungasinikeza mhlawumbe umuzwa omncane omuhle.
And the minister said something about the people in Egypt. When they left, they was eating garlic and so forth. They want to go back again and eat that. Said, that's something like people of today.
Futhi umthumayeli wacho ulutho mayelana labantu eGipite, lapho besuka babesidla igaliki, futhi lokunjalo babefuna ukubuyela njalo futhi badle lokho. Wathi lokho ngokunye okufana labantu lamhlanje.
And everybody said, amen. I never seen such a bunch, a whole church lost the sight of the preacher and looked back to see who it was that said amen, like scared him to death. They didn't know what it was.
Futhi thina wonke umuntu wathi amen, angaze mbone ixuku elinjengalelo. Ibandla lonke lalahlekelwa yikubona umthumayeli, futhi bakhangela emuva ukuthi babone ukuthi ngubani othi amen. Kwabethusa phose bafa babengazi ukuthi kwakuyini.
When the David said, make a joyful noise to the Lord, praise him upon harps, praise him with the psaltery, let everything that has breath praise the Lord and praise ye the Lord.
Lapho uDavida wathi, yenzani umsindo wentokozo enkosini, mdumiseni yena ngamacaca, mdumiseni yena ngamahaphu, yeka yonke into elomphefumulo idumise inkosi, futhi idumisa inkosi.
God rejoices in his people. Let them of the learned say amen when anything is said right.
UNkulunkulu uyajabula ebantwini bakhe. Yekela labo abafundileyo bathi amen nxa kukhulunywa into eyiyo.
Why not turn from this system and cisterns of the world to the faithful system of God, which is the artesian well, Jesus Christ?
Kungani ungaphambuki kulelo hlelo futhi lamatanka omhlaba usiya kuhlelo oluthembekileyo lukaNkulunkulu okungumthombo ontshazayo uJesu Kristu.
Why don't you turn to Him, where God is our abundant supply of joy, our abundant supply and praises, our abundant supply and satisfaction? The calmness of my nerves comes from God.
Kungani ungaphendukeli kuye lapho uNkulunkulu engumuphi wenjabulo yethu enkulu, engumuphi wobunenge bendumiso, engumuphi wokusithiseka kwethu okukhulu, ukuthula kwemizwa yami kuvela kuNkulunkulu.
When I'm tore up, I find my satisfaction in Christ. Not in a cigarette, not in the things of the world, not in joining some creed, but in finding Him, the promised word that He said, if I go away, I'll come again to receive you. I find my joy in that. He is my joy.
Lapho ngidabukile, ngithola ukusutseka kwami kuKristu, hathi umhlanga wegwayi, hathi ezintweni zomhlaba, hathi ekuzihlanganiseni lesivumo senkolo, kodwa ekumfumaneni yena ilizwi elithenjisiweyo alitshoyo yena, nxa ngingahamba ngizabuya njalo ukulamukela, ngithola injabulo yami kulokho, uyinjabulo yami.
They say today, by joining these things and by making this World Council of Churches, that they're going to make a better place to live in.
Bathi lamhlanje, ngokuhlanganela lezi zinto, futhi ngokwenza inhlanganiso yamabandla omhlaba, ukuthi bazakwenza indawo engcono ukuphila kuyo.
To my honest opinion, they're going to make a better place to sin in. That's just the whole thing, sin anyhow. Not to live in, but to die in. Make us place to sin in instead of living.
Ngokuqiniseka kombono wami, bazakwenza indawo engcono ukonela kuyo. Lokho nje into yonke isono. Ngokunjalo, hathi ukuphila ku, kodwa ukufela ku, ukwenza indawo yokuhlala khona, kumbe ukonela kuyo, kulokuphila kuyo.
Any other thing outside of Jesus Christ and His Word of Life is a broken sister. Anything that tries to substitute it.
Enye nje into phandle kukaJesu Kristu lelizwi lakhe lempilo litanke livuzayo loba kuyini okuzama ukuthatha indawo yalo.
Anything that you try to do to bring you peace, anything that you try to do to bring you comfort, any kind of a joy that you receive from anything else is a substitute for this. It's a broken cistern full of filth. He gives perfect satisfaction.
Loba yini ozama kuyenza ukukulethela ukuthula, loba yini ozama ukuyenza ukukulethela intuduzo, uhlobo luphi lwentokozo olwamukelayo kuvela kuloba yini njengokuthatha indawo yalokho litanke livuzayo eligcwele okwenyanyekayo, uyanika ukusuthiseka okupheleleyo.
I remember here a couple of summers ago, I stepped out the back door. There's a young Snickle Fritz out there. It said to me, said, you know the reason you're always talking about women like that, wearing those shorts and things? He said, because you're an old man. So that's the reason it is.
Ngiyakhumbula lapha izikhathi zehlobo ezedlulayo, ngaphuma ngomnyango ngemuva, kwakulokunye okungifana okulihlongandlebe phandle le, okwathi kimi, kwathi uyazi isizathu, uhlela ukukhuluma ngabafazi ngaleyo ndlela beqoka okaphudula labo futhi lezinto, wathi ngoba usukhulile, wathi yiso isizathu kunjalo.
I said, look here, how old are you? You said 27. I said, when I was many years younger than you, I preached the same thing. I found the fountain of satisfaction. He is my potion. Amen.
Ngathi khangela la, ule mnyaka enganani, wathi amatshumi amabili lesikhombisa, ngathi ngisale mnyaka emnengi, ngimncane kulawe, ngangitshumayela into efanayo, ngathola umthombo wokusutheka. We sabelo sam. Amen.
Long as He supplies that, that's the beauty. That's my art is looking at Him. Watching His handwork and see what He's doing.
Kuphela ehlala enika lokho. Yibo ubuhle. Yikho okwami. Yikho ukwenza kwami. Ikukhangelela kuye. Ngibona isandla sakhe sisebenza futhi ngibona akwenzayo yena.
There's no other fount I know. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Agula omunyumthombi ngiwaziyo. Oh, goligugu kugeleza. Okungenza ngibe mhlophe njengenqoqwane. Agula omunyumthombi ngiwaziyo. Kuphela nje igazi lika Jesu.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins where sinners plunge beneath the blood, lose all their guilty stain.
Gulo mthombo ugcwaliswe ligazi elidonswa kusuka emthanjeni kaEmmanuel lapho izoni eziphoswa khona phansi kwesikhukhula zilahlekelwa ngamabala onke amacala.
I'm telling you, no other fount I know but that fountain. It cleansed me when I was dirty. It keeps me cleansed because I want to live right at it. Drink this fresh water that fills my soul with joy.
Ngiyalitshela, akula omunye umthombo engiwaziyo. Kodwa lowo mthombo, wangihlanza lapho ngingcolile. Ungigcina ngihlanzekile ngoba ngifuna ukuphila kuhle kuwo. Nginathe lamanzi amahle agcwalisa umphefumulo wami ngentokozo.
I can be so ever so down and feel it. I can't hardly go no another round, can't go nowhere else. Then I can kneel down and put my finger on a promise and say, Lord God, thou art my strength, thou art my satisfaction, thou art my all in all.
Ngingabe ngisizwa ngiphansi futhi ngisizwa ukuthi angenelisi ukuya phambili, elinye ithuba angenelisi ukuhamba loba ngapi, ngakho sengiguqa phansi futhi ngibeke umuno wami esithembiseni futhi ngithi Nkosi Nkulunkulu, wena ungamandla ami, uyikusuthiseka kwami, uyikokonko kwami.
I can begin to feel something bubbling up from inside of me there. I'll come out of it!
Ngiyaqala ukuzwa olunye ulutho luphubhudla lusuka ngaphakathi kwami le, ngiyaphuma kukho.
As I pass 50 years old, I wake up of a morning, you know how I just can't hardly get that one foot out of the bed. My, I can't hardly do it, and somebody at the door knocking, or Billy telling me to the emergency somewhere I've got to go.
Njengoba sengidlule iminyaka engamachumi amahlanu obudala, ngiyavuka ekuseni, uyazi ukuthi kunjani, ungeke wenze unyawo olulodwa lusuke empedeni kalula. Mina bo awungeke ukwenze lokho kalula, futhi omunye umuntu emnyango eqoqotha kumbe uBhili engitshela ukuthi kule ndaba efuna isiphange phange kwenye indawo okumele ngiye khona.
I think, how can I do, try to put one foot out? I think, thou art the fountain filled with my strength. Amen. My strength and my help cometh from the Lord. Thou art my artesian well, thou art my youth.
Futhi ngiyacabanga ngingakwenza njani, ngizame ukubeka unyawo olulodwa phansi. Ngiyacabanga wena ungumthombo ogcwela ngamandla ami. Amen. Amandla ami futhi losizo lwami luvela eNkosini. Wena ungumthombo wami ontshazayo, wena uyibutha bami.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Labo balindela enkosini bazavuselelwa amandla abo, baza qonga phezu ngempiko njengenqulo, baza gijima futhi bengadinwa, baza hamba futhi bengaphela amandla.
Lord God, this is my duty to go. I'm called to the post of duty, and the first thing you know, something begins to gurgle up inside of me.
Nkosi Nkulunkulu, lo ngumsebenzi wami ukuhamba, ngibiziwe emsebenzini, futhi into yokuqala uyazi, enye into iyaqalisa ukubhubhudla phakathi kwami.
The day over at a little place I was having a meeting over here in Topeka, Kansas, there's a boy, a young preacher, one of my first sponsors, Brother Roy, sitting here remembers the place.
Ngolunye usuku phezu kwenye indawo encane ngangilo mhlangano lapha eTopeka, Kansas, kwakulo mfana umtshumayelo omncane omunye wabasekeli bami bokuqala, umfowethu Roy ohlezi lapha uyayikhumbula indawo.
In this great place there, there was a this minister had got under a roof or a place, a sidewall, mashed him down beneath that. The little fellow was going to die. His liver was bursted. His spleen was knocked out of place. Tons fell on him.
Lapha endaweni enkulu, lapha kwakulo mthumayeli, wayehambe phansi kophahla, kumbe indawo, umduli wamaceleni wambhucuzela phansi kwawo. Insizwa le yayiza kufa, isibindi sakhe sasidubukile, ubende lwakhe wawususwa endaweni, amathani izinto amwela.
I sat at the breakfast talking to the wife. I said, wife, you know if Jesus is here, You know what he'd do? I said, well, he sponsored me. I believe that word he is sponsoring Christ.
Uyazi ngabe uJesu wayelapha uyazi ukuthi yena wayenzani ngathi lapho engisekela ngiyakholwa ilizwi lelo wayesekela uKristu.
I said that's a trick of the devil. I said if Jesus is here he go lay his holy hands upon him. That boy get well, I don't care if his liver is bursting.
Futhi ngathi lelo liqinga lika devili ngathi ngabe uJesu ube lapha ubeza hamba ukuyabeka izandla zakhe ezincwele phezu kwakhe lo mfana ubeza sila angilandaba ukuthi isibindi sakhe sidubukile.
He get well because Jesus had walked in there and known exactly who he was. He knew his calling. The scriptures was right vindicating in him. He knew who he was. Not no shadow of doubt.
Ubeza sila ngoba uJesu wayezangena lapho esazi ngempela ukuthi ungubani yena. Wayesazi ubizo lwakhe impalo yayiqondile iqinisa phakathi kwakhe ukuthi wayesazi ukuthi yena ungubani futhi hatshi ithunzi lokuthandabuza.
He lay his hands upon him and say, son, be well. Walk out there and I said, there's enough devils in hell to kill that boy then. I said, he'd get well.
Wayengabeki izandla zakhe phezu kwakhe futhi athi, ndodana, phola, aphume lapho. Futhi ngathi, akula bo devil abene le esihogweni. Ukumpulala lo mfana lapho ke ngathi ubeza sila.
But I said, you see, honey, he was Jesus, the holy hands of God. I said, I'm a sinner. I was born sexual birth. My father and mother were both sinners. And I'm just a no good nothing.
Kodwa ngathi uyabona sithando. Yena wayenguJesu, izandla ezincwele zikaNkulunkulu. Ngathi mina ngiyisoni. Ngazalwa ngokuhlangana kwendoda lomfazi ubaba wami lo mama wami bobabili babeyizoni futhi angisiyonto elungileyo.
And I said, but you know what, if the Lord would give me a vision and send me down there, then that would be different. I said, I'd go down and lay my hands on him, he'd come out of that bed if he give me a vision.
Futhi ngathi kodwa uyazi ukuthini nxa inkosi inganika umbono futhi ingithume phansi le ngakho kungaba lo mahluko. Ngathi ngingahamba futhi ngibeke izandla zami phezu kwakhe engaphuma kulowo mbheda nxa enganika umbono.
Then I got to thinking, after all, if it was the vision, what was it? It was the same dirty hands on him. Same man praying for him. Same dirty hands.
Ngakho ngase ngicabanga phezu kwakho konke. Nxa ngabe ngumbono kwakuyini? Kwakuyizandla ezifanayo ezingcolileyo. Phezu kwakhe, indoda efanayo, imkhulekela, izandla ezifanayo, ezingcolileyo.
Then I begin to think, I am his representative. Amen. Then God doesn't see me. That blood of that righteous one lays up there upon the altar. It makes intercessions for me.
Ngakho, ngase ngiqala ukucabanga, mina ngingumeli wakhe. Ngakho uNkulunkulu akangiboni. Lelo gazi lalo olungileyo lihlezi phezu elathini.
He's my sufficiency. Amen. He's my prayer. He's my life. Amen. I said the only thing that make me put my hands on him with faith because I have faith in the vision. And without the vision, the same faith to do the same thing.
Yena uyigwanela kwam, ungumkhuleko wam, uyimpilo yam. Ngathi into kuphela engenza ngibeke izandla zami phezu kwakhe ngokholo, ngoba ngangilokholo embonweni futhi kungela mbono ukholo olufanayo lungenza into efanayo.
So I can reckon myself nothing but reckon him my all in all. He is my life. He is my commissioner. No denomination sent me. He sent me.
Ngakho ngazibala ngingasilutho kodwa ngambala yena eyikho konke kwami. Uyimpilo yami, ungumlayi wami. Akula nhlanganiso engithumileyo wangithuma.
Hallelujah, I go in his name. I lay hands up on him, walk down there, lay hands on that boy, and that night he was in the meeting solid well.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ngihamba ngebizo lakhe, ngizabeka izandla zami phezu kwakhe, ngahamba lapho futhi, ngabeka izandla zami phezu kwalo mfana, futhi lobo busuku wayesemhlanganweni eqinile ekahle. Amen.
Oh yes, he's that fountain. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm a stinker, I'm a renegade, every one of us are. But before God, we are perfect.
Oh, yebo, yena ungulo mthombo, akula omunye umthombo engiwaziyo, akula lutho kodwa igazi lika Jesu, ngiyanuka, ngingumhlamuki, sonke sinjalo, kodwa phambi kaNkulunkulu siphelele.
Ye be therefore perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. How can you be because a perfect one represents us there?
Uthe wobani ngabapheleleyo ngisho njengoyihlo osezulwini ephelele ungaba njani ngoba opheleleyo uyasimela khonale.
That fountain is there every day, fresh, not some stagnated something, but fresh every day that washes away all my sins. He is that fountain.
Lo mthombo khona lapho nsuku zonke. Umutsha hatsho kunye okubolileyo kodwa okutsha nsuku zonke lokho okugeza izono zami zonke uyilowo mthombo.
Now in closing I say this. Anything different from this is broken sisters. And will finally leak out what you put in it. If you're putting all your hopes, all your time and everything in one of those stagnated sisters.
Gathese kuvaleni ngingatsho lokho. Into ehlukene lalokho. Ngamatanka vuzayo futhi kuza cina kuvuzisa okufaka phakathi nxa ubeka ithemba lakho lonke isikhathi sakho sonke futhi phakathi kwalawo amatanka angageleziyo.
Jesus said they were broken sisters. God said they're broken and they'll leak out every what you put in them. You can't go any farther with them because they'll leak out.
Oh, just what? Ngamatanka vuzayo. UNkulunkulu wathi ayavuza futhi azavuzisa loba yini oyifaka phakathi kwayo awungeke uye kude lawo ngoba azavuza.
For he is the only way to the truth, to the life, and to eternal joy and eternal peace. He is the only one and the only way to that. Oh my!
Ngoba yena uyindlela kuphela yokuya eqinisweni, ukuya empilweni futhi kuntokozo ephakade. Futhi ukuthula kwaphakade nguye yedwa kuphela futhi indlela inye kulokho oh mina.
The inexhaustible fountain of life is Jesus Christ. Why and who is he? The Word. The same. The Word, the life, the fountain, the same yesterday, today and forever.
Umthombo ongapheliyo wokuphila nguJesu Christ. Kungani futhi yena ungubani? Ilizwi ofanayo ilizwi impilo umthombo ofanayo izolo lamuhla futhi laphakade.
The true believer hits his supreme joy, his supreme life, and his supreme satisfaction is in Christ. No pumping, no pulling, no joining, no bailing, just believing and resting. That's what he is to the believing.
Ikholwa leqiniso kuyintokozo yakhe ephakemeyo. Impilo yakhe phakemeyo futhi lokusuthiseka kwakhe okuphezulu kukuKristu akula kupompa akula kudonsa akula kujoina akula kutshintsha amanzi ukukholwa nje lokuphumula yikho lokho ayikho khona kwabakholwayo.
Like Father Abraham, he never pulled, he never fretted, he never wearied, he had the word. He laid upon El Shaddai's breast when Abraham was 100 years old. God appeared to him and said, I am the Almighty. The Hebrew word is El Shaddai, means the breasted one.
Njengo babu Abraham, gazange adonse, gazange akhathazeke, gazange ahlupheke, wayelizwi, wahlala phezu kwamabele ka El Shaddai. Lapho Abraham eleminyaka elikhulu yobudala, uNkulunkulu wabonakala kuye, futhi wathi, ngingumninimandla. Ibizo lesiHebheru ngu El Shaddai, kusho olamabele.
And you're old and your strength is gone. But just lay upon my bosom and nurse your strength from this fountain. Amen.
Futhi usukukile. Njalo lamandla akho asephelile. Kodwa hlala nje esifubeni sami. Futhi umunye amandla kulo umthombo. Amen.
What did he nurse himself to? A new body. He had the baby by Sarah and 50 years later had 7 children by another woman.
Wayezimunyisela kukuphi umzimba omtsha? Wayelo mntwana ngoSarah futhi iminyaka engamachumi amahlane sedlule waba labantwana bayisikhombisa ngomunye umfazi.
Oh, El Shaddai. The Old Testament shows what he did, the New Testament tells what he'll do. Amen. In the Old Testament.
Oh, El Shaddai, Testament elidala, litshengisa akwenzayo yena, is Testament elitsha, litshengisa azakwenza. Amen. Good Testament elidala.
Now the air is off, so I'll hurry and quit here now, just a minute. I like to say this before closing. I had a good example of this one time.
Manje umoya awusekho ngakho ngizaphangisa futhi ngime lapha kathesi ngomzuzwana nje ngithanda ukutsho lokho ngingakavali ngangilomzekeliso omuhle walokho ngesinye isikhathi.
I was patrolling, and many people here down around Georgetown, down there in Milltown, there used to be way back in the hills a fountain. It was an artesian well.
Ngangi patrola futhi abaningi abantu lapha phansi Georgetown, phansi Milltown. Kwakujwayele ukuba emangweni le zintabeni umthombo kwakungumthombo ntshazayo.
It flowed out about a 4 or 5 foot stream of water, just gushed out all the time, and a great big fountain around there, right around was a lot of this year pennyroyal, you know, and stuff growing there that mint like.
Wawuphosela phandle okungaba ngamafida amane kumbe amahlanu amanzi entshaza isikhathi sonke futhi umthombo omkhulu kuleyo ndawo futhi wawugonjolozelwe ngokumilayo uyazi futhi izinto ezimila lapho kungani iminti.
And oh, I used to just thirst to get there, oh my, to get to that fountain. Not lay down by this thing and just drink and drink and sit down and drink, wait.
Futhi oh, ngangijwayele ukomela ukufika khonapho, oh mina bo, ukufika kulowo mthombo futhi ngangilala phansi malungana lalinto futhi nje nginathe njalo ngihlale phansi futhi nginathe bese ngilinda.
And a year after year I still come to the same fountain. It never did cease, winter or summer. They couldn't freeze it. You can't freeze an artesian well. Oh no. Oh no.
Futhi umnyaka ngomnyaka ngangilokhe ngisiza kulomthombo omunye kwawungapheli ebusika kumbe ehlobo babengeke bawomise ngongqoqwane. Ungeke uwomise ngomqando umthombo ntshazayo. Oh ngitsho, oh ngitsho.
I don't care how cold it gets, it ain't gonna freeze that. You'll freeze a cistern, just a little frost will do that. See?
Anginaki ukuthi kuqanda kanjani. Akusoze kuwomise ngomqando. Ungawomisa ngomqando kube liqwa itanka lamanzi. Iqwa elincane liyakwenza lokho bona.
But anything is moving, got life in it. It's a moving around. And you can't freeze the artesian well out. No matter how depressed the spirit is around the place, this well is always living. Live at that well.
Kodwa into enyakazayo elokuphila phakathi kwayo iyanyakaza futhi ungeke uwomise ngomqando umthombo ntshazayo. Loba udangele njani umoya okhona endaweni lomthombo uhlezi uphila hlala kulowo mthombo.
And I noticed there, I went by and I drank at it, and oh my, just the fresh water. You never had to worry. Wonder if I get there, wonder if it quit running.
Futhi, ngananzelela lapho, ngadlula futhi, nganginatha kuwo futhi, oh mina, amanzi amatsha, wawungadingi ukuthi ukhathazeke. Angazi nxa ngingafika lapho, angazi ukuba sowayekela ukugeleza.
It's been running. The old farmer told me, said my grandfather drank out of it. And said it never has diminished or nothing, is still the same well. Gushing right out into Blue River there, and I thought, oh my, what a fine place of water.
Loke keleza, umlimo mdala wangitshela wathi, ubaba mkhulu wami wanatha kusukela ku, futhi wathi, awukazi uphunguke kumbe, ngitsho lutho. Kuloke kungumthombo ufanayo, untshaza ungena eBlue River le, ngacabanga, oh mina, indawo elungileyo njani kunatha.
I walked about a mile out of the way to get to that place because it was such a real place to drink at. Oh, how good that water was. Oh, my.
Ngingahamba imayela ngiphuma endleleni ukuyafika kuleyo ndawo ngoba kwakuyindawo eqotho kunatha kuyo. Oh, mahle kanganani lawo manzi. Oh, mina.
I get out there in that desert Arizona and I still think about it. That wonderful well down there. If I could just lay down to that.
Ngangingena enkangala leyo Arizona kathesi ngisalokho ngicabanga ngayo umthombo lo omuhle phansi le nxa ngingahlala phansi kulokho.
As David said one time, oh, if I could once more drink from that well, if you just get there.
Jengo Tavita wacho, ngesinye isikhathi, oh, nga nginganatha kanye kulo mthombo, nga wayengafika lapho.
And I sat down one day, and I had a little funny thing that happened to me. And I said, what makes you so happy all the time? I wish I could be happy like that.
Futhi ngahlala phansi ngolunye usuku, futhi ngaba le nto engajwayelekanga, enzakalayo kimi. Futhi ngathi, kuyini okukwenza uthabe isikhathi sonke? Ngifisa ukuthi ngingathaba kanjalo.
Well, I never seen you sad since I've been coming here. There's not one sad thing about you. I said, you're always full of joy. You're jumping and bubbling and carrying on, winter or summer, cold or hot, whatever it is, you're always full of joy.
Kungani angizange ngubone unyukubele. Selokho ngibuya lapha. Akula lutho oludangileyo ngawe. Ngathi uhlezi ucwele intokozo, uyeqa futhi untshaza, futhi uqhubekela phambili. Ebusika kumbe ehlobo, kugodola kumbe kutshisa, loba ikuyini, uhlezi ucwele intokozo.
What makes you, what is it, because I drink out of it? Nope. I say, well, maybe the rabbits drink out of it and you like it so well. Nope.
Kuyini okukwenza, yini, ikuyini, ngoba nginatha ku, hatshi. Ngathi awu, mhlawumbe omvundla banatha ku, futhi uyakuthanda kangaka, hatshi.
I say, well, what makes you bubbling over like that? What makes you so happy? What makes you always full of joy? So is it because that the birds drink from it? No. Because I drink from it? No. I said, well, what makes you so full of joy?
Ngathi awu, kuyini okwenza untshaze kanjalo, kuyini okwenza ujabule kakhulu, kuyini okwenza uhlale ugcwele intokozo, ngathi kungenxa yokuthi inyoni zinatha kuwe, hatshi, ngoba nginatha kuwe, hatshi, ngathi awu, kuyini okwenza ugcwale intokozo kanje.
Now if that well could speak back to me, he'd say this, Brother Branham, not because you drink, I appreciate that, and because I furnish for the birds, I furnish for anybody who wants to drink. Only thing you have to do is come here and drink.
Futhi nxa ngabe lo mthombo ungakhuluma kimi, wawungatsho lokho. Mfowethu Branham, akusikho ngoba uyanatha. Ngiyakuthakazelela lokho. Futhi ngoba ngiyenelisa ukukunikeza inyoni, ngiyayinikeza loba ngubani ofuna ukunatha into kuphela okumele uyenze ikubuya futhi unathe.
Well, what makes me happy? It ain't me bubbling. It's something inside pushing me. It's something bubbling me.
Kodwa lokho okungenza ngijabule akusimi engintshazayo. Ngenye into phakathi kwami iyangifuqa. Into engibhubhudlayo.
And that's the way it is with the spirit-filled life. As Jesus said, he gave you a wells of water springing up in the everlasting life. An artesian overflowing gusher that's constantly flowing. Whether the rest of the church is up or down, you're still in that well.
Futhi iyo indlela okuyikho khona ngempilo egcwaliswe ngumoya. Njengo Jesu wathi yena, wayesebona uyapha imthombo yamanzi, iqubuka kusiya empilweni laphakade, umthombo ontshazayo kuphuphuma, okungapheliyo kuhlezi kugeleza, loba ibandla lonke liphansi kumbe phezulu, ulokhe usemthonjeni.
Why would you take an old denominational system and cistern full of parasites and everything else and drink around all that stagnated stuff when you're invited to a fountain, an artesian well?
Kungani uthatha uhlelo lwenhlanganiso endala futhi letanka lamanzi eligcwele izibungwana futhi lento yonke futhi unathe khonapho okulento ezibolileyo lapho umenywa emthonjeni umthombo ontshazayo.
I think how it just pushed and juggled and gurgled and laughed and joyed and jumped and frolicked.
Ngicabanga ukuthi wawufuqa njani. Futhi uphosela phezulu, futhi uphuphudla, futhi uhleka, njalo ujabula, njalo useqa, futhi udlala-dlala.
Cold, rainy, hot, dry. When all the rest of the country was drying up, it was bubbling just like it always did. Because it was deep, rooted, way down in the rocks it come forth.
Kuqanda, lesina, kutshisa, komile lapho, ilizwe lonke, liwoma, kwakuntshaza nje. Ngendlela okwakuhlezi kusenza ngayo ngoba wawujulile uqelile waphuma phansi khonale madwaleni.
Oh, let me live with that Gershon. Take all your man-made systems you want to, all your old stagnated wells, but let me come to our stagnated cisterns, but let me come to this fountain.
Oyeka ngihlale ngalokho kuntshaza thatha zonke inhlelo zakho ozifunayo ezenzwe ngabantu imthombo yonke emdala elokubula kodwa mangize ku kumbe amatanka amanzi alokubula kodwa mangize kulomthombo.
Let me come there where he is just full. He is my joy. He is my light. He is my strength. He's my water. He's my life. He's my healer. He's my savior. He's my king. Everything that I have need of is found in him. Why would I want to go to anything else?
Mangize lapho yena agcwele khona uyintokozo yam uyikukhanya kwam ungamandla am ungamanzi am uyimpilo yam ungumsilisi wam ungumsindisi wam uyinkosi yam yonke into engidinga itholakala kuye kungani ngingafuna ukuya kokunye nje.
Brother, sister, won't you come to this fountain tonight? Won't you, if you're not ever been there, won't you receive it tonight while we bow our heads?
Mfowethu tathe, awungeke uze kulumthombo lobu busuku. Awungeke na, nxa ungazake ube khona lapho. Awungeke yini ukwamukele khona lobu busuku lapho sikhothamisa amakhanda ethu.
Broken cisterns, leaking, seeping, the world seeping into it, filth from the barns and of other days.
Amatanka amanzi atabukileyo avuzayo evuza kancane umhlaba uvuzela kancane kuwo ingcekeza esuka ezibayeni futhi nakwezinye izinto.
Why not this well that stuff cannot stand? This great fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Why don't you receive that tonight?
Ngani kungabi yilumthombo ukuthi lezo zinto zingeke zihlale phakathi lumthombo omkhulu ogcwaliswe ligazi elidonswe emthanjeni kaEmmanuel.
May God help us tonight in this dry, thirsty land. As the prophet said, he is the rock in a weary land. He's that fountain.
Ungani ungakwamukeli lokho lintambama uNkulunkulu makasize lobu busuku kulindawo ewomileyo. Njengomprofethi wathi ulidwala elizweni elikhathazekileyo uyilowo mthumbu.
Won't you come to him tonight in your hearts while we pray?
Awungeke uze kuye lobu busuku enhlizweni zenu lapho sikhuleka.
Dear Heavenly Father, there's no other fountain as the music is playing. No other fountain I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I was born there. I've been raised there. I want to live there and die there and rise again there in his presence.
Baba othandekayo osezulwini, akula omunye umthombo lapho umculo ukhala. Akula omunye umthombo engiwaziyo. Akula kodwa igazi lika Jesu. Ngazalwa lapho, ngakhuliswa lapho, ngifuna ukuhlala lapho, futhi ngifele lapho, futhi ngivuke lapho ebukhoneni bakhe.
Always, Lord, let me be in his presence. For there's no other I know, no creed, no love, no love but Christ, no creed but Christ, no book but the Bible, no anything else, no joy outside of him.
Isikhathi zonke Nkosi, ngenza ngibe sebukhoneni bakho, ngoba akula okunye engikwaziyo, akula sivumo kholo. Akula thando kuphela uKristu, akula sivumo kholo kodwa uKristu, akula bhuku kodwa iBhayibheli, akula okunye nje, akula ntokozo ngaphandle kwakhe.
Take him from me, oh God. I don't care how much the world I own, it would still be dead. I'd wander around with my hands up over my hair. Take him from me, I'll be gone, Lord.
Ungamsusa yena kimi, oh Nkulunkulu. Anginake ukuthi ngiloko mhlaba okunganani kuyabe kulokho kufile ngingazulazula izandla zami ziphezuke ekhanda lami umsuse kimi ngizabe semfile Nkosi.
But let him be in me, then December's as pleasant as May. Then there's no hot places and no dry places. Even death itself has no victory.
Kodwa yena magabe phakathi kwami ngakho umpalakazi uzabe hlabusa njengonkwenkwezi Ngakho akulandawo ezichisayo futhi akulandawo ezomileyo ngitsho ukufa ngokwakho akula kunqoba.
Let us have him, Father. Give him in abundance to every believer here tonight as he waited in this room.
Masibe laye baba. Munikeze ngokugcweleyo kulo lonke ikholwa lapha lobu busuku njengoba belinde kule likamelo.
Many of them's got to drive along the road tonight as they go to their homes, and may this be their thinking. I'm living at that fountain. I'm living there, freshly drinking hour by hour.
Iningi labo kumele lichayele emgwaqweni lobu busuku lapho besiya emakhaya abo, futhi lokho makube yikucabanga kwabo. Ngiphila kulowo mthombo, ngiphila lapho ukunatha okutsha ihola ngehola.
And if they haven't received that as yet, may they receive him now, so they can take the fountain right with them. I'll go with you. I'll be with you to the end of the world. Grant these things, Father.
Futhi nxa bengakayamukeli lokho okwamanje, mabamukele yena kathesi ukuza bathathe umthombo kanye labo. Ngizahamba lawe, ngizakuba lani kuze kube semaphethelweni omhlaba. Nikeza lezi zinto baba.
And now while we have our heads bound, is there someone in here tonight, or how many would say, Lord, take me to that fountain just now? I've never come here just to hear. I come here to find out something.
Futhi manje lapho sikhothamisa amakhanda ethu, ukhona omunye lapha lobu busuku kumbe bangaka bangathi Nkosi ngise kulomthombo kathesi nje angizanga lapha ukuzokuzwa nje ngibuye ukuzodingisisa olunye ulutho.
I come here to find you, Lord. I have a need of you tonight. Come to my heart right now. Will you do it, Lord? God bless you. The Lord bless each one.
Ngize lapha ukuzokufumana wena Nkosi. Ngiyakudinga lobu busuku. Buya enhlizweni yami kathesi. Ungakwenza na Nkosi. Nkulunkulu alibusise, Inkosi ilibusise munye ngamunye.
Father, you've seen the hands, even up and around the wall and in the other rooms. Outside, you've seen them, Father. I pray that you'll supply everything they have need of.
Baba, ubonile izandla la phezulu futhi phakathi lasemdulwini futhi la kwamanye amakamelo la phandle ubabonile baba. Ngiyakhuleka ukuthi ubaphe konke abakudingayo.
Maybe they've been drinking in some old cistern, Lord. Just some halfway stopover where some man hewed out a cistern. It's become contaminated with all kinds of strange doctrines denying the word.
Mhlawumbe bebenatha kwelinye itanka lamanzi elidala, Nkosi, lapho kuphumulwa khona endleleni yengxenye lapho enye indoda yagepha itanka lamanzi sokungcolisiwe inhlobo zonke ezingajwayelekiyo ezemfundiso bephika ilizwi.
I pray, God, that tonight they'll come to him who is that fountain of life. Grant it, Father. I commit them to thee now in Jesus' name.
Ngiyakhuleka, Nkulunkulu, ukuthi lobo busuku bazabuya kuye ongumthombo, lowo mthombo wempilo, kunikeze, Baba. Ngiyaba nikela kuwe kathesi ebizweni lika Jesu.
And you told me if you asked anything in my name, it'll be done. Now I wouldn't ask this, Lord, if I didn't think it would be done. I'd be just saying it in a ritual routine.
Futhi wangitshela nxa ucela loba yini ebizweni lami kuza kwenziwa. Manje angeke ngicele lokho Nkosi. Ngabe ngicabanga ukuthi akwenzakali. Ngiyabe ngikutsho njengomkhuba ojwayelekileyo.
But I pray for them with sincerity. I pray for them believing that you'll grant what you promised.
Kodwa ngiyabakhulekela ngokuqinisika. Ngiyabakhulekela ngikholwa ukuthi uzanikeza owakuthembisayo.
And now I take them away from that cistern tonight. I take them away from the place they've been drinking where they're not satisfied to this fountain. I do it in Jesus Christ's name.
Futhi manje ngibasusa kude letanka lamanzi lobo busuku. Ngiyabasusa endaweni abakade benatha kuyo lapha bangasuthiseki khona baye kulomthombo ngikwenza ngebizo lika Jesu Christ.
They're yours, Lord. Let them drink from you the living water, the fountain of living water. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Grant it, Lord.
Bangabakho Nkosi. Bayekele banathe kuwe. Amanzi aphilayo, umthombo wamanzi aphilayo ebizweni lika Jesu. Ngiyakucela lokho. Amen. Kunikeze Nkosi.
Oh, precious is
Loko Gelesa Ogunyenza Gibem Thopen Jing in Okwan Agula Umunye Untum Engwazi Agula Gota Ukas Jigaches
What can
Guin Ogunga Shanza Izono Zam Agula, go to Ikaz, Liga Jesu. Guin, Ogunga Nyenza, Gipelele Njali. Agula, go to Ikaz, Liga Jesu. Oh,
Jesus, heal these, Lord. Grant it, Lord, through Jesus' name. Pray, God, that you
would
be. Thou know us all things.
Jesu philisa laba Nkosi. Kunikeze lokho Nkosi. Ngebizo lika Jesu. Ngiyakhuleka Nkulunkulu ukuthi wena. Wena wazi zonke izinto. Agula. Omunye umthombo. Engiwaziyo. Oh agula kodwa. Igazi lika.
Think of it. No other fountain I know. I don't know nothing else but him. I don't desire to know nothing else but him. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Cabangisisa ngakho. Akula omunye umthombo engiwaziyo. Angazi lutho nje kodwa yena. Angifisi ukwazi okunye kodwa yena. Akula kodwa igazi lika Jesu. Oh.
Oh.
Kulikuku. Ukukelesa. Okungenza ngibe mhlophe njengenqoqwane. Akula omunye umthombo engiwaziyo. Oh agula kodwa igazi lika Jesu.
While we sing that again, let's shake hands with one another. Do you love one another? Is there anybody in here got anything against somebody else? If there is, go make it right, will you?
Lapho sihlabelela lokho njalo asiqawule nani izandla lomunye liyathandana na ukhona nalapha olento emelana lomunye nxa ikhona Kamba uyayilungisisa awuthandi na.
Let's not leave here like that. See, if you got an ought against anybody, you go make it right right now. Right now is your opportunity. Gore said, brother, sister, I said something about you. I thought something. I didn't mean to do that. Forgive me.
Masingasuki lapha sinjalo bona. Nxa ulensolo ngomunye umuntu, hamba uyokulungisisa khona manje. Khona manje lithuba lakho ukuhamba. Uthi mfowethu, dade wethu, ngakhuluma okunye mayelana ngawe. Ngacabanga ukunye bengingahlosanga ukukwenza ngithethelele.
That's the way to do it. Let's have the fountain right among us all the time.
Bona, iyo indlela yokukwenza. Masibe nomthombo phakathi kwethu sonke isikhathi, bona.
No.
Agula. Omunye umthombo. Engiwaziyo. Agula kodwa igazi lika Jesu. Oh, kulikuku. Loko ukugeleza, ukungenza, ngibe mhlophe, njengenqoqwane. Oh, agula omunye umthombo, engiwaziyo, agula kodwa igazi lika Jesu.
Oh, isn't he wonderful? No other fountain. We won't contaminate ourselves with other things. We have separated, left the world behind. We don't want more of Egypt's garlics and broken cisterns.
Oh, agamuhle yena na. Agula omunye umthombo. Asingeke sizincolise ngezinye izinto. Sizehlukanisile, sachiya umhlaba emuva. Asisafuni foot ikalik yasechipita la matanka atabugileyo.
We're in the journey with the Lord Jesus, that smitten rock. Amen. Eating manna from above and drinking, eating angels' food and drinking from the rock.
Amen.
Sizehambeni lenkosi uJesu lelo twala elichayiweyo. Amen. Sisidla imana evela phezulu futhi sinatha sisidla ukudla kwengilosi futhi sinatha edwaleni. Amen. Akula omunye umthombo engiwaziyo, akula kodwa ikhazi likaJesu.
Let's bow our heads.
Manje asikhothamiseni amakhanda ethu.
Praying that God will so richly bless each of you, that His grace and mercy will be with you through the coming week. And if anything should happen, that one of you may slip beyond the veil now, just remember that it's only a few hours of sleep and rest until we meet.
Ngikholeka ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzalibusisa kakhulu munye ngamunye wenu ukuthi umusa wakhe futhi lesihawu kuza kuba lani kuviki yonke ezayo futhi nxa enye into ingenzakala ukuthi omunye wenu angaya ngangale kweveyili manje khumbula nje ngamahola ambalwa futhi uphumule size sihlangane.
Remember that they which are alive and remain shall not hinder those which are sleeping, for the trump of God, that last trumpet, the sixth one, has just sounded.
Khumbula lokho labo abaza bephila futhi besele abayikwenqabela labo abaleleyo ngoba icilongo likaNkulunkulu lelo cilongo lokucina elesithupha lisanda kukhala.
And that last trumpet, like the last seal, will be the coming of the Lord. It shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first, just resting till that time.
Futhi lelo cilongo lokucina njengophawu lokucina kuzabe kubuya kwenkosi lizakhala futhi abafileyo kuKristu bazavuka kuqala baphumule kuze kube yileso sikhathi.
If you should get hurt, remember, take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. And when temptations around you gather, just breathe that holy name in prayer. Devils will flee.
Futhi nxa ulimala khumbula, thatha ibizo likaJesu kanye lawe njengehawu kuyo yonke imjibila. Futhi nxa izilingo zikuhanqa, phefumula nje lelo bizo elingcwele emkhulekweni. O Develi, bayabaleka.
Just remember, we hope to meet you here next Sunday morning, bringing the sick and afflicted. I'll be praying for you. You pray for me now. Will you do it? Say amen.
Amen.
I'll pray for you that God will bless.
Khumbula nje, siyathemba ukuhlangana lani ngesonto ezayo ekuseni. Liletha abagulayo labahluphekayo. Ngizabe ngilikhulekele. Lingikhulekele lami manje. Liza kwenza na? Wothini amen. Ngizalikhulekela ukuthi uNkulunkulu abusize. Ibizo emkhulekweni. Ibizo elilikhulu. Ibizo elilikhulu. Olimnandi kanjani? Themba lomhlaba futhi intokozo yezu. Ibizo elilikhulu. Olimnandi kanjani? Ithemba lomhlaba futhi intokozo yezu. Ebizweni likaJesu sikhotha. Sisiwa ngobuso enyaweni zakhe. Inkosi yamakhosi ezulwini sizambeka umqele. Lapho uhambo lwethu seluphelile. Ibizo elilikhulu. Ibizo elilikhulu. Alimnandi na futhi lilikhulu. Ithemba lomhlaba futhi intokozo yezu. Ibizo elilikhulu. Ibizo elilikhulu. Olimnandi kanjani? Ithemba lomhlaba futhi intokozo yezu.
It's always so hard to leave you. Although I know you're burning up. But there's just something about... That's one more verse of something. Will you do it? Will you do it? Blessed be the tie that binds, sister. How many knows the old song? We used to sing it years ago.
Kuhlezi kunzima ukulichiya. Loba ngikwazi ukuthi liyatsha. Kodwa kulento mayelana as indima eyodwa yolunye ulutho. Lingakwenza na? Lingakwenza na? Makubusiswe isibopho esibophayo. Tate wethu, bangaka bazi ingoma endala. Sasivame ukuyihlabela iminyaka eminingi edluleyo.
Now think of tonight, two hands out of the hundreds that's left. When we used to sing that song around the tabernacle and charm one another's hand. Blessed be the tie that binds.
Futhi bengicabanga lobu busuku. Izandla ezimbili phakathi kwamakhulu. Abangasekho lapha. Sivame ukuhlabela leyo ngoma ethebanekeli futhi sehlanganisa izandla. Makubusiswe isibopho esibophayo.
I've buried a lot of them right up here in the cemetery. They're waiting. I see them again. I see them once in a while in the vision. I look beyond the veil. They're there. Let's bow our heads now as we sing.
Sengangcwaba iningi labo khona lapha emangcwabeni. Balindile. Ngizababona njalo. Ngiyababona kanye ngesikhathi embonweni lapho ngikhangela ngangale kweveil bakhona le asikhothamiseni amakhanda ethu kathesi sihlabela makubusiswe isibopho esibophayo inhliziyo zethu ethandweni lwesikristu ubudlelwane Gunje ngalokho okwaphezulu. Lapho si. Manje finyelela komunye futhi ubambe isandla somunye. Lapho sehlukana. Gathesi khothamisana ikhanda lakho.
Yasizwisa
ubuhlungu. Ngaphakathi.
But we Kodwa shall still be joined in heart
futhi siyathemba ukuhlangana njalo.
With our heads bowed, I turn the service to the pastor now.
Amakhanda ethu ekhotheme, ngiyanikeza inkonzo kumfundisi kathesi futhi sehlukane ngo.